Do you know what time it is?
Why, it's time for part two of the Danger Hour special Halloween edition.
I can see you grew a pair of balls.
Because you return for the second and conclusion of the scary shenanigans. But are they big enough? Can you handle all of it? Well, can you? Can you handle it all? Huh? Mm-hmm. And your balls, do they jingle when you jangle and you walk down the... Why am I talking about balls for so long? It's getting creepy, right? Let's just... come on, let's just carry on. And now... Here are your four lunatics with the conclusion of Halloween.
Imagine that shit, watching your TV and a fucking glass breaks behind you. What's that shit?
Yeah, I haven't felt that shit. I just felt the demon presence, which is fucking horrible.
You felt the demon presence?
So the most I felt it was, I felt it in two different places, which was at my, when I was living with my ex, she wasn't even home because she was working late hours. I was working late hours. And anywho, so it's like 5 a.m. She had just gotten up to go to work. I was literally coming home from work. I was working two jobs and my last job was doing upgrades at a computer company. And so we were asleep actually for a couple hours, about just 2 hours overlapping. Right a half hour before she gets up, there's a loud crash in the living room or in the kitchen. The kitchen had a washer and dryer in the kitchen, you know, it was a duplex. And this big ass fucking, like, you know, 10 pound detergent bottle was on a shelf that I just bought. It was brand new. And it goes crashing from the shelf all the way down to the floor. So it had to go over a shelf that was already like a foot and a half long, and the bottle was maybe a foot long. And again, it's full, about 10 pounds. So how's it going to fucking fall? And there's like a Clorox bottle that's like a couple ounces, and like a dryer, like a Tide box. Out of everything, why is that the fucking thing that falls over and of course falls the farthest? So we hear it crash and we're like, what the fuck is that? I go look and it's that thing. And I'm like, whatever. That thing crashes, it goes away. I don't think about it twice. We're, you know, talk, go to sleep. She goes away. And then just a few hours, you know, that same bottle, I'm asleep for a little bit longer, crashes again. And I'm like, okay.
You put it back up there.
Yeah, I had to put it back up there again, put it up against a wall, just like, because I had purchased it. I put it up against a wall. Again, I crash out. She's off to work. I go to sleep. A couple hours later, the same bottle fucking crashes on the floor. Oh. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is that about? I can't go to sleep again. I'm fucking done. I'm done. I'm psyched out. I'm like, whatever about it. So that's the last thing that happens for a while. And then I had my own place in Hacienda Heights for a little bit, for about 6 months. And then my brother has to get a surgery. He has a tumor behind his ear. He has to get surgery. My nephew Aiden is being born the week he has surgery, and he's a contractor, a psychological contractor. So he doesn't get benefits, medical benefits or any of that. So he hits me up like, hey, Ivan, like, I got to go get the surgery. I'm going to be out for 6 months. I just bought a house. Can you help me out? I'm like, yeah, sure. I cancel my rent. I move in with him so I can help raise my nephew and pay the mortgage and the bills and blah, blah, blah. So this is going down, and it's like my seventh month there, and my brother is barely feeling good. You know, he's feeling good again because they literally had to flip his ear back. They had to take his ear off, flip it back, take the tumor out, and then flip it forward and sew it back. So his equilibrium was just completely shot. Just everything was, he was horrible. Like the first 4 or 5 months, bedridden, just popping pain pills and just asleep for about 4 months. So anyway, all that's happening. He's finally feeling good. And before he's going to work, he's going to go do a family reunion with her family. And I'm kind of thankful. I'm like, all right, I got a house to myself for the weekend. They fucking leave Thursday night to go to Big Sur. And I'm by myself there. Friday fucking morning. Friday morning, like at 2, 3 in the morning. I have my own bedroom already. And this is not going to translate to the fucking radio, but we'll see what we can do. But if anybody's had their own bed for a certain amount of time, there's a shift in weight from one side of my bed, which started on my right side, to my left. And it started from my hips up to my shoulders. So literally one side, and that's the first side. Unless it came up from my toes, I have no clue. But I felt it from my hips, where my body weight shifted enough for me to roll to wake up. And I was like, wait, what the fuck was that? And then again, roll to my left shoulder. And I roll back and I'm like, holy shit. And then all of a sudden, pressure over my chest. And I cannot fucking move. And at that point, I'm half asleep, half awake. I'm like, is this real? Is this fake? Is this real or is this fake? And then all of a sudden, I feel it again when I try to actually move up. And I cannot move up for the life of me. And that shit really gets me scared. And then, boom, nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? I could not go to sleep. Literally, I did not sleep the rest of the night. I went to the gym at like 4 in the morning, came back, watched TV, had the lights on in the house, did not go to sleep again. And I still had 2 more days by myself in that shit. And then the third day, which was the last day, you know, the second day, I literally did not sleep in there. I went to a friend's house, crashed out with them, you know, literally drank till I passed out, and that was it. The third night I was with them, it was a Sunday night, and it was scary because my brother's cat actually jumped up on my bed, and I thought I had the door closed, and I freaked the fuck out, and it was a cat. But I know for sure that first night it was not the cat, and I could feel the pressure literally move me from side to side, and to the point where I could feel with strained, scared the fuck out of me.
Remember the chick I talked to earlier tonight on the phone? She told me a similar story about her brother.
Really?
Construction worker in San Diego. They're working at night. The big ass floodlights, the big spotlights, you know, working, shining on the work.
Yeah.
And he needed a tool, which was back in his truck, which was behind those lights in the darkness. And it's fucking late at night. So he goes to his truck, you know, out of the spotlight, goes in the back, grabs a power tool, starts walking back and feels like he's a big fucking guy.
Yeah.
You know, big dude. Tall, like, you know, just fucking full, thick. Feels someone grab him, like try to manhandle him.
Yeah.
And toss him around. And he's like, what the fuck? He thinks it's one of his buddies from his work site, right? And he's like, what the fuck? Hey, get off me, asshole. And he feels just someone is like squeezing on him.
Yeah.
He starts punching, like swinging behind him. He's like, I'm hitting something. And he's just like kind of like wrestling around. And he's like, you know, this guy's a big motherfucker thing grabbing him is rocking him pretty good. So he's like struggling. He's like, motherfucker, get off me. He's like swinging. He's like, he said he feels like he's hitting something when he's swinging. He finally like, you know, is coming around towards where the light is. And this other guy sees him, goes, hey, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, what do you mean? What am I doing? And he's like squirreling around. Wow, and as soon as he gets into this fucking light, he doesn't feel a shit no more. And the guy's like, what are you doing? And he's like, what the fuck? And he looks around. Nothing was there.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Dude. All right. Real quick. So this is like going into the serious story I had. Like, it didn't happen to me, but it happened to my brother, Eric. And he only had my brother, Edgar, who was his witness. We were off in San Diego, you know, visiting the family. So, you know, we were fucking growing up poor. We had 7 kids in a 3-bedroom house. And my brother, Ed, and my brother, Eric, shared the day bed in the den. So my brother, Ed, had the top bed and my brother had the pull-out bed on the bottom, Eric. Edgar was a security. Well, they were both security guards. So we're out. They're fucking working. And my brother Eric says, you know, he's recounting his story and he's saying he's waking up because the dog's barking. And the dog was, you know, by the sliding doors, the glass doors, and he's barking. And my brother's like, shut the fuck up. You know, the dog shuts up and he goes back to sleep. The dog starts barking again. Tells him to shut up. Boom. A third time that he tells the dog to stop. A fourth time, he was kind of surprised the dog wasn't barking. So he looks and he sees the dog like looking either way. You know, not barking, but just looking around kind of eerily. So my brother's like, all right, barking ain't gonna fucking stop. He says he goes to sleep. He doesn't think he's asleep for more than a half hour before he feels pressure on his back. And this is, you know, I was like 12. He was already 19, 20 years old. He feels pressure on his back and he thinks it's my brother Edgar, you know, who shares the room with him, fucking around with him, because Edgar worked the night, well, the evening shift. Oscar or Eric worked the graveyard shift. He thinks it's him fucking around with him. And he tries to get up and he says he's like in a push-up position, doesn't even move an inch. And that's when he got kind of freaked out and he tries to reach for him. And he doesn't feel anything. He just feels the blanket that he reaches for. So then at that time, he like tries to fucking literally hulk up and he says he pushes his arms towards his chest and then tries to push up from the middle right there. He's able to push up, but no more than up to his knees. And at that time, he feels the pressure come around his arms, literally squeeze the middle of his biceps. And he's fucking being held right there. And he's kind of freaking the fuck out. And by the time he's able to move, he moves around. And my brother Edgar finally comes home. And he's seeing this because he hears him kind of like yell. So Edgar says he runs into the house. The den is in the back, runs to the back and sees Eric struggling. And as soon as he sees him like push his arms to the side, that's it. That's what he says. He sees. And then he goes to Eric and Eric fucking swings at him because, you know, he thinks he's fucking being robbed or something's going on in the house. He swings at him. He clocks fucking Edgar in the chin. And then Edgar, like, you know, he kind of like, you know, he clips him. Not enough to knock him out, but he clips him. And he's like, dude, like, chill the fuck out. He's like, dude, like, what the fuck were you doing? He's like, dude, I just walked into the house right now. And Eric breaks down crying, dude. Like, he said he never felt so helpless in his life than in that moment. Like, he broke down crying. And we were like, to the point where Edgar got scared about him crying so frantically that he calls my parents at my Aunt Teresa's house. And I don't know what to do. Eric's fucking crying. And we hear him like sobbing in the background. And we're like, you know, my parents are like, what the fuck? And we went home Sunday morning. And they tell us like the whole story. And Edgar's like, I was scared from him crying. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't imagine being him.
You guys getting the chills at all?
Yeah, it's fucking scary. It's
pretty weird. A little weird.
Like, what can you do with it, you know?
Yeah.
And we had, the dryer thing open up and down. We had my parents, you know.
Can I stop you right there? Because I got to pee.
Yeah, we can.
And get a new beer.
Because we're not the only ones. We have external people who.
All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, boys and ghouls, this is a post-production recording. I'm sitting here by myself while I'm editing the show, and I wanted to set this up real quick, what you're going to hear next. It's it's our Halloween prank for this year. The year before, we did the one with the Ouija board on the super religious guy, Fernie. We got him spooked out because we were going to summon some evil spirits, and he freaked out. So this year, we tried to plan something else, and you know, it's a little weaker, but hey, what do you want from us? So the plan was... Leto to leave the room while me, Ivan, and Chuby are sitting here. He goes around back. I left the window here in the studio wide open, the blinds up, no screen in the window on purpose, and left the back door unlocked so Leto can walk around, put on a creepy-ass werewolf mask, and then pop up in the window and try to scare these two. So his cover was, he's going to take a phone call, and it's going to be a little while, so I'll just keep recording. All right, what you're going to hear now is Ivan stood up. He didn't think we were recording. I just said I wasn't going to record, but I did hit record. And he was standing up giving some bullshit, drunken talk about politics and Romney and Obama. So just bear with it for a minute, and Leto's going to pop in. And here we go.
Like with the libertarian, that's why I can see why Mitt Romney and McCain fucking flip side to side, because liberals are fucking crazy and conservatives are fucking nuts. Because they see... extremes on both sides.
You had to pick the lesser of the two evils.
Exactly. And that's the fucked up part. But dude, like, read some scientific shit. Like, that's what I've been reading recently. It's fucking scary. Like, I don't give a shit about liberals or Democrats. When I see what the scientific community is trying to do for both for the environmental and the non-environmental sides, like the liberal and the liberal sides for it.
Sweet sauce.
Yes.
Fuck you. You got her. Fuck you.
Nicely played, my friend.
Good job. I appreciate it.
Did you know that was coming?
Oh yeah.
No.
No, I knew it was coming.
If I knew it was your shirt.
You. No, fuck you. You got her.
I got you.
You got her.
No, yeah.
I was recording the whole time, by the way.
Did I skip a minute?
Huh?
I said, did I skip a minute? I did not skip.
You didn't get scared at all?
No.
Oh.
It's all right. It was a good effort.
You were recording it?
You scared the fuck out of Chuby. And that's worth it to my book. That's all I'm saying.
I was trying to get around here, but the thing is, there's so many fucking little pinecones. I'm like, fuck, I'm way too loud.
I heard you creeping.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wish you would have jumped in.
No, I would have been freaked out.
Closer, but the thing is, I saw these little pine needles. I'm like, fuck, I am way too fucking loud.
If you would have jumped in,
I didn't want just hit record.
If you would have jumped in, I would have been as scared as fuck. But
I'm not the most agile person.
Fuck, but so that's like I said,
I think you need to explain what happened right now.
Okay, this is what happened.
Yeah, as you walk around, I'll explain what happened. Hey, what was that mask, though? Like a werewolf?
It's right here.
Yeah,
is it the same werewolf mask from your childhood?
No.
Is it the same one from your childhood?
It was this one. Same werewolf you got raped with, or what?
Let me see this thing.
That one's from...
That's what I wanted to come walking in, but...
Dude, that's pretty creepy.
Let me see.
Yeah, it was scary.
Take a picture.
Look at that shit.
That is pretty good.
Let me take a picture with you wearing it, Ivan.
Yeah, because I didn't get scared about it.
Yeah, I didn't get scared.
Seriously, I kept talking.
That's scary.
So,
whoa.
Lito brought this mask, and we were waiting for the right moment to scare you guys. That's why the window here.
Wow,
you
guys have this planned? Why is it open?
That's why the window is completely open and the blinds are up.
Obviously.
So, here's the thing,
though. I'm surprised you didn't come with a werewolf with his pinky up.
Here's behind the scenes. Here's behind the scenes. Before he went outside, when we took our last break, he goes, dude, I can't do it. I'm scared.
Really?
Yeah.
I said, I'm freaked out by the conversation.
Oh, that's right. He didn't say I was scared.
I don't know the exact layout of the house. And so something starts chasing me. I don't know where to go.
I'm still surprised you didn't have your pinky up in your ear.
So anyway,
when you said,
he said he pretended like he was a whipped bitch. Oh, I gotta call my wife because, because she's going to get mad at me. What the fuck he said?
I gotta pick her up.
Yeah. Then he left. And
we didn't even think twice about. We were like, that's Lito. That's
all right. I got your ass. I got your ass. I know you guys.
That was good.
You didn't get scared, Ivan, at all?
No.
Zero.
Dude, you saw me. We were talking.
Actually, I looked more at you because you flinched like a madman.
Yeah. But anyways.
So yeah.
Good effort.
That was this year's Halloween prank. At least it was halfway successful.
It looked good, though.
It was scary.
But even if I heard it, that's pretty bad.
You heard it?
Yeah. That's what, dude. Come on.
I don't believe you.
No, bullshit. Because what happened? When he was going, I kept going with my story, right?
Dude, I heard little footsteps here and there, little leak, like leaves breaking and shit.
I would stop.
And because I already knew he was coming. You did not even pay attention to
usually.
That.
Usually.
I was watching you, asshole.
Usually.
You weren't paying attention to shit. You're just going on and on about fucking Mitt Romney and the fucking
talking about. But honestly, like when it happened, nothing.
All right, whatever.
Exploded.
My mistake was is I put the mask on like right behind the gate.
Yeah.
So I like kind of
maybe
like,
if you put the mask on afterwards, I would have come. Yeah. Like, oh God. Like,
oh. All right.
Still got scared.
Lito.
Yes.
Tell us about your incident that happened recently.
Last Sunday, I believe it was. It was like 1 in the morning. Dude. It was fucking weird. Just really, really weird. I've never heard this before. I live in like 5 minutes away from Disneyland. So, I mean, we're always hearing like trains or some mother fireworks or bullshit. The neighbor. Yeah, no, we hear. I can hear like Fantasmic or whatever fucking show they're playing.
Really?
Yeah, I can hear that shit on
the World of Color.
Yeah, I can hear all that bullshit.
A lot of
right?
black guys, huh?
Yeah. So it's like 1 in the morning, right? And I'm like watching whatever crappy TV was on, and it's really
Grey's
fucking
Anatomy.
Weird. It was like this right now. It's like very still outside. There's no noise. There's usually maybe a dog or. You know, two barking.
Mm-hmm.
Usually my dog's barking, assholes. And then I still can't describe it because I've told Babadoo about it. And she's like, describe the sound. And I can't describe the sound. So basically, I can't mimic the sound. But to describe it, it was almost like a fucking, like a, like a growl almost. Like it was a distance away, but I can hear it. And it like it would happen, like it was really deep, but in the middle of it, there was the growl, the actual penetrating growl was in the you know, middle
what
of it.
What did it sound like though?
It sounded, you know, honestly, it sounded like something like something big. Something
like a hyena or
no. It, honestly, it sounded like a fucking something from Jurassic Park or some
like
bullshit.
Peter?
No, it just it was just
like did it have that deep snarl or what?
Yeah, it had like it was really deep and it, something like that. It wasn't as like it was like
there's enough to scare.
It was
like,
just it sounded fucking weird. I was like, this is bullshit because. There's nothing around besides dogs that would make that sound. I've lived there for the last couple of years now. I've never heard this before.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, that's bullshit. Whatever it was whatever it was. Yeah. I mean, obviously, has there ever been out times out here where like you hear like a really loud boom or just something and you never can explain it, you know? Something
and you just have your
else.
Girl check it out.
Yeah. just have the fucking, you accept it as what it is. Yeah. So this one, like, it was really weird. It happened, and I was just like, "All right, fucking, I don't know what that was, but it was okay." So
was
like,
what it was?
Yeah, exactly. What it was, what it was. So a couple minutes later, I hear like this fucking weird, like, chanting type of. You know what it sounded like? It
that's
sounded
a
like,
different fucking
no,
sound.
It sounded no. It sounded like fucking like a not fucking scary farm, you know, maze type of thing going on outside. It was really weird because it started happening like that kind of chanting, like background noise.
Yeah.
And then like it stops. I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on, right? I got up. I go to the fucking bathroom that I, you know, I can look out to the front yard. There's nothing going on in the neighborhood that I'm in. I can look straight up to the right, straight up to the left. I can look straight, nothing. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on, right? So I try to debug it myself. I look around, you know, do whatever I do. The door's open still. So I got my fucking, metal screen door open or closed. I open it up. I go out to the front yard and I don't see anything, dude. Like I said, it's about 1 a.m. I was like, I don't see anything. About 15 minutes later, again, the fucking growl happens. I'm like, what the fuck is this, dude? It sounds big. It sounds deep. It doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard before. So I fucking it was really weird because I go online and I'm like, you know, trying to fucking see what this sound is, if you know the OC register has anything, because I hear cops, you know, like if you hear sirens and they stop, that means obviously it's close.
Yeah.
So I hear two cop cars and they go off for a little bit and then they stop. I'm like, what the fuck? That's it, just two. There's a helicopter overhead and it's just circling this one spot. And I'm like, what the hell? And I mean, you can kind of gauge. I mean, our ears aren't as defined as like an animal's, but I mean, we can gauge where something's coming from. And this sound is coming from wherever that is. And I kid you not, it's a succession of these weird growl type of just these weird guttural sounds and this like weird kind of just background, whatever it is, kind of almost chanting. I mean, it was almost so distorted that it was like almost words in it. I can't explain it too because, like I said, 1 a.m, neighbors to my left, the ones that fucking have 20 cars parked in front of my yard, none of them are awake. I mean, I look next door. I mean, there's no lights on next door around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, there's no accounting for that.
The next door neighbor to the right, nobody lives there anymore. And so there would be no noise. I mean, this is noise coming from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, what is this? Like, I literally have no fucking idea what this is. I mean, it sounds biological. It sounds like something alive. It sounds like something making this noise. I mean, like I said, I don't live in a wilderness area. Maybe if I lived here, I would think maybe it's some kind of animal. You know, just catching the right fucking acoustic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a neighborhood where the predominant animal is us humans and dogs. Maybe
and
a
nothing.
Couple rats. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing that would make these noises. And it just creeped me the fuck out, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, I went into bed because I was just kind of like freaked out like I was. And I was just like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. Got into bed. Santa was already, you know, Babadoo was already passed out, sleep. I kind of like, hey, I'm in bed now, you know, I'm like, I'm here now, you know, just trying to fucking get some kind of like just regular comfort. Yeah. And like shit starts fucking just, you know, weird, like little like plop, you know, just noises around me. I'm like, dude, I even told you about this. Like, I even like was in bed laying there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Because we have a mirror in our room. I was not looking at that. I wasn't looking at it. I was like, imagine our bed's like this and we have a big window like right in front of us too. I was looking outside. I was like, dude, whatever this is, I am like, please just whatever, da 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 da, just talking out loud. Like, I don't know what this is. Please nothing happen. I promise, da 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 da. And like, I start going to like, I know my fucking, my father-in-law, he's going to be here to protect us if anything happens. My grandfather's up there. He'll protect us. Shit like that. I never go to that fucking, like, where I have to call my guardian angels. But this was so fucking weird that, like, I just had to. I still can't explain it.
Our Father, Hail Mary. Yeah.
I didn't go as far as praying, but I almost wanted to. Just because I was like, the next day I was driving down that street. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, there's, like, they had a circus. Like, well, they were setting up, like, a carnival. I'm like, no, none of, like, I actually parked and kind of just, like, sat to see if any of the noises were like, you know, being from the construction.
Right.
Nothing. I have no idea what it is, dude. It, like I said, I mean, I've lived long enough to know what certain things are, but for it to make the same kind of noise a couple times, I mean, and it was just unique enough to not be anything around, you know, because where we live, it goes from residential to a couple businesses, to a big swap meet, like an indoor swap meet that, you know, everything down the street is closed. And then about a mile and a half down is one freeway that has never, this, you know, had this kind of noise before. I mean, since then, it hasn't happened. The cop cars, you know, going in that general direction and stopped, you know, really close was bugging me out too. And the helicopter just circling that one spot kind of bugging me out too. I don't know, dude. I mean, you know, you're kind of, I mean, Ivy's kind of one of the skeptics out there too. You know, I mean, do you think anything could be transported? I mean, I automatically thought Super 8. You know? I mean, what better time to go by road is fucking in the middle of the night?
Yeah, to a certain extent, honestly, because, you know, okay, so one of those trippy shit. So my dad was raised up believing in ghosts in aliens.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought he said goats.
He might as well have been. But what tripped me out about my dad was he believed in ghosts and mainly aliens. And the shit that tripped me out about aliens with him was he really thought they were real. Like, my dad was a molecule away from wearing a fucking tinfoil hat around the house.
Yeah.
And I tripped the fuck out on that. And I could show you some crazy proof about his stuff. But
I'm still waiting for this paper clip.
I told you about that, right?
Yeah, okay. You did.
So my brother Elton's being a little bitch. I'll show you that shit though, for reals.
But I mean, what it goes in the cases of just the pure unexplainable phenomena that could be something regular outside, something totally describable, but the thing is, because we're never there, we can never know what it exactly is. And it's going to be our own brain that dictates whether we sit there and think about it and worry about it and just fucking obsess about it. Or, you know what? Tomorrow's a new day and I'm just going to fucking be here scared for those 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes till I fall asleep.
But my thing?
I think that goes into the psyche of everything. Like, you know, right now.
Exactly,
I mean,
dude.
In the moment, you freak out. Like, in the moment, when we were telling all these stories, when I told you, no, I don't want to go outside, I'm kind of freaked out. One, because you said, hey, I've heard something in the bathroom outside. I've kind of heard one thing too. Remember, I remember telling you one time, I was taking a piss, you know, like the way his bathroom set up is you're doing
with
your business.
Camera set up and everything.
And yeah, and right there past the camera is, you know, right above you, if you turn to the right,
yeah,
there's a window, you know, that you can look out of.
Yeah.
And in front of that is his fucking walkway, and yeah, right past that is his moat. Because he's you know, fancy like that.
That's right.
Moat. So I mean, right there's a big walkway with nothing, and you can see anybody out there. And,
oh yeah.
You know, one day I kind of just, you know,
No.
I was like, what the fuck is that? You know, I kind of told you. I'm like, were you fucking around outside? Because I think that time we had that, the guests were smoking outside. And I don't remember who the guest was, but I was like, was that you? Like, we're fucking around. And then, you know, with the whole thing with Jazzy, I was like, fuck, dude. I let it control me. I let it come over me. That's why I was like, you know, I don't want to go outside, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't know you're outside.
Like a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I was, hey, that's I was, real stuff. I was being like a bitch. I didn't know your hallway. Yeah. I didn't know your rounds. I didn't know this way. I was doing my thing, but like my heart was pumping outside, dude. I was like, yeah. The excitement took over me. And then when I went back around, I was like, oh, fuck, kind of ran back type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And now like it's kind of like, yeah. And it just goes on and just like, those are the nerves that fucking make us, you know, that scare us, you know, like when we're at Not Scary Farm, whatever, you know, it's the bullshit. Exactly. We go for these feelings when we tell these scary stories. Really, who's going to be that masochistic that they want to be scared?
That's why I told my boyfriend. He's telling me, oh, let's go to the
Not Scary Farm.
No. Haunted Hayride.
Yeah.
And then there's another LA one ride? In Pasadena.
Yeah.
In Hollywood. And I said, I'm not going to that. Please. Halloween's my favorite holiday. No. I don't want to be scared.
What did you
that.
Say earlier about your apartment?
Oh, yeah. So my boyfriend has this thing about mirrors. He doesn't like them.
I don't like them either.
No, in the bedroom, there was a mirror on the door. And when he would go to sleep, he'd be facing the mirror. And it would freak him out. So he pulled it off one night. And he put it in the kitchen between the wall and the refrigerator. And I remember when I was going over there, I was like, where is the mirror? Don't you have like a big mirror? Oh, it's in the kitchen.
He's all,
why is it in the kitchen?
I had a big mirror.
So I, you know, I would always pull it out to like look at myself or whatever.
Oh.
And then I put it away. It's like a couple times I forgot to put it away and he got like really mad and he would like shove it.
Jeremy!
Did I scare you again?
No. He would shove it like further in there and then I would just always pull it back out.
He would shove it further in there, and you would pull it back out.
Shut up.
That's what he
I can respect
she said.
That.
That's
so
what
anyhow,
they said.
Then when I moved in, we started moving things around, and he moved the mirror in the kitchen. Oh, I mean, he moved it out from between the wall and the refrigerator to kind of flat by the pantry, and I get up in the middle of the night to get water, and I remember, because of the light coming in, the mirror reflects it.
Fuck
so
that.
I'll walk in, and I'm getting to get my water, and then I'll see a shadow. Then I like, freak out, and then I move back, and then I realize it's me. Yeah. And it always gets me every time. And I'll drink my water, and I'll see something, and I'll freak out, and I'll remember, oh, the mirror's right there.
That's the same shit with me at the bar, man. There's mirrors in the wall and the fucking window on the other side. I see reflections back and forth all day. I would see myself reflected
yeah,
this
right.
way,
yeah.
reflecting that way, like both ways.
Because you see something and it scares you.
Oh, fuck yeah. And that place was creepy as shit. It was old, make creaks and whatnot.
And there
is that why you asked me to go over?
And there's nothing around.
Who?
Ever.
Oh, Chewy.
I want to read you a story real quick. Another dude sent me this story. This happened to him, okay? This is not some secondhand bullshit nonsense. This happened to him personally.
I think it's secondhand.
What?
Nothing.
He's going to pass out.
I know he is.
No, not at all.
Fucking nature boy.
Tired.
Yeah. Go take a walk in your head right now.
take
a trail.
Take a walk in your head.
So he's going to pass out. No, I'm not. I'm just tired.
So this is my sister-in-law's boyfriend. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Nice dude. Young dude. Good dude. You probably met him before.
Strapping young lad, right?
Yusuf?
Yes.
Yeah.
Useless.
So,
not
so,
my words.
So I put the post out on Facebook. Hey, does anyone have any ghost stories we can tell? Huh? Who? And so Marzi, who's on episode 63? Something. Hey, look 60 at you!
Something.
Wow,
I've been listening.
All right,
I'm a listener.
So she goes, "Oh, Yusuf has a story." So I hit him up, and this is what he sent me. I've never been the type of person to believe in the supernatural. Until I found myself scared shitless a few years back. It was the fall of 2006. I had been in the same house and room I live in to this day when I felt my so-called supernatural experience or floating energy or whatever. We had lived in the same house for about 4 or 5 years and nothing was ever out of the ordinary. I admit I was always a scaredy cat growing up, and the things that happened in my room just gave me a heart attack. I was in my senior year of high school, so about 16 years old, and I had just gotten ready for bed. I spoke to my mom before about school or some other bullshit, and after she left, I read a little and went to bed. Then things started getting shitty. My mom had left the door open when she left the room, and I heard my closet door open a little, followed by some shuffling in a drawer I had in the closet. I didn't think much of it, thinking maybe my mom was leaving me money for lunch or something. By the way, at that time, I had a bunk bed with a couch and TV under me. Cool setup. Besides the point. I went back to trying to fall asleep, and it had been maybe 5 minutes, and I hear my poster just rip off the wall. The poster was stapled to the wall and had no signs of small tears or anything for it to fall that easily. I looked down and no one was there. I didn't give it much thought and just ignored it again. Things started to get shittier. The way my room was set up at the time was my door at the top left corner and my bed at the bottom right. I heard small knocks, one at a time, beginning from my door, working its way closer and closer every time to right above where my bunk bed was. By the time it reached me, it was just a loud smack. I freaked out at this point, froze with my arm over my chest. I thought maybe if I don't move, it'll stop. Then the shittiest shit fucking happened. Something pushed my arm off my chest. I fucking jumped off my bed, and since I was the only room downstairs, ran up to my sister's room and told her there was something in my room. She laughed at me for a bit, and I told her to just stay in my room for a minute or two to see if I was just tripping out. I, of course, stayed upstairs because fuck that. My sister, since she was a baby, has never been scared of anything for some reason, and so she didn't hesitate to go. She walks in, shuts the door behind her, and sits in for about 10 seconds. After she opens the door quick, calls my name, and I tell her, yeah, I'm upstairs. She comes up and tells me that the doorknob started to shake and turn. The rest of the night, we heard creaking of the stairs, but it didn't manage to make it upstairs. Things occurred for about a week after that. I had one of my friends stay the night. Again, another person who wasn't scared of anything, and he felt stuff too. Randomly, we hear the TV get smacked and knocks on the walls. My friend got tired into the night, and so he fell asleep for a bit. And this guy is a lightest sleeper, one that would wake up with the tiniest fart. I couldn't sleep at all, so I stood up hearing the things happening. Then it just stopped for a moment. I look over to where my friend was sleeping, and I see an imprint on the opposite side of his mattress, and I immediately whisper out his name. No answer. I call his name again in a normal tone. Again, no answer. I start yelling his name out, and about the fourth time, he finally hears me and is alarmed by my yelling. He told me he wasn't even asleep, and he didn't hear me at all until the end. Fucking shitty. So ghosts or whatever can hit shit, block my voice, rip posters, turn doors. Oh, and my mom was teasing me about it, and as soon as she was alone, she said she felt some form of wind with a loud whoosh in her room. Don't mess with them. After a week of ghosts not letting me sleep, I found myself sleeping in the living room. I eventually went back to my room, slowly getting over the spook. Whatever was in there did its job of scaring the hell out of me, but would eventually help me overcome my fears. There were more occurrences a few months after that. Dreams of me being watched in my sleep and stuff like that. But I'm sure that all was just in my head. But one more fucked up thing that happened almost a year later, I was talking to my girlfriend at the time, just like every night. We were talking usual topics like work and school. I'd say it was about 2 a.m. when I was explaining something to her, and she just screams loud as fuck and hangs up the phone. I was so confused, so I call her back, and her roommate picks up the phone. Her roommate had told me that she was crying, and she didn't want to talk to me because I scared her. I spoke to her through her roommate for a bit till she finally talked to herself. I explained to her what I was saying at the time, and she freaked out. From what her side, she said the phone was silent the entire time I was talking, and when she started calling my name, she heard an eerie loud voice say, "He's not here right now." She claimed she felt really cold and she panicked. That was the craziest occurrence, and gladly nothing has happened since that. Ghosts are just bullies just trying to scare the shit out of us innocent, home-stealing humans. Dicks. So the way he ends that, home-stealing humans, makes it alluding to the fact that someone was there before him and he didn't like him being there, right?
Yeah.
That kind of brings back something. Well, not so much, but the weirdest fucking thing was when I first started talking to Babadoo at our house, you know, before cell phones were so fucking dominant everywhere, we were using her house phone. So when I would call her, it was really fucking weird where this one, it was the same guy all the fucking time, every fucking time. He would just be going on and on and on about some kind of work bullshit. Sound like a trucker, honestly. Had no idea.
Oh, it would interfere in the
lines.
Oh, I used to love hearing that.
But the thing was, is we can only hear them. Both sides can hear them, and they can hear us.
Yeah, I would do that. I would hear that too, and it would always. I get excited because you can hear them like gossiping about something.
But this guy, it almost sounded like a recording because he didn't sound like he was actually talking to somebody.
No, I heard conversations
yapping. I'm like, we're like, get off the line. This guy was just one fucking, and it was really freaky, just like a. But you know, just talking and talking.
Were you on a cordless phone? Yeah, our guy was always
like
talking. Were you guys on cordless phones
corded and cordless? It's really fucking weird.
All right, Ivy, have you already told your worst story?
Okay, so I told my brother being by the poltergeist.
Oh, you have a story that you have video proof of.
Okay, well, that's not so much of a story. So. The video proof of, and I'll post it on the webpage, is, again, of my parents' house. Let me Quentin Tarantino back a little bit. So we moved into the house when I was in first grade, like 25 years ago or whatever.
You mean back when you were first grade?
27.
Yeah.
And so the thing about it was my dad was a machinist. And at that time, he was studying being a muscle therapist, which is like a combination of a massagist and a muscle therapist. Anyway, long story short, it's fucking crazy.
You mean a physical therapist?
No, not at all.
No. You mean a cross between?
No.
You just said he was studying to be a muscle therapist.
Yeah.
And then you said it's like a cross between a muscle therapist and something else. I was like, what?
Yeah. Well, okay, he was like a muscle therapist. It was a cross between a chiropractor and
acupuncturist.
Okay. Honestly, actually. And it was fucking crazy. It's actually called the theoretical thing is called Masu therapy.
Anyway,
what?
Masu therapy is the technical term for it.
Anyway,
he took that and made it his own, blah blah blah. He makes it his own. 30 years later, it's just like his own technique. And he's doing his own thing. But the first fucking 5-10 years, we're like making shit money. Like he's trying to make it on his own. He was a machinist with a contract. He was working for a union, blah, blah, blah. Left it so he can work full time and make his fucking money. And we were living in shit money. Anyway, so we do all this. And he starts fucking building his clientele. And we moved to the Heights, to the house we're moving in right now. So we're barely in the Heights that we move into now. And he's finally, you know, making this company or this practice of his own. He left the company, not making any fucking medical insurance or solid money. And by this time, I'm like 2 years old already and need my fucking doctor visits and shit. And so we move into this house and he's making the garage into the doctor office. And we do all this stuff and we're hearing word that the neighbor's house, which nobody lives in, there's this fucking young punk like checking it out, fucking crashing out in our garage every so often when we're not working in there. And my dad's like, what the fuck? Like, nah, fuck that. Like, no one's going to be crashing out of my place. Like, that's my office.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom sees it. You know, at the time, we're using the den as my dad's office. And his patients see it. And he's telling them. And he's like, no, fuck that. So, like, 6 months into us living there, he's still doing it. And then we finally move in there. And we have fucking dreams about this dude. And everybody in the house sees this kid. This kid's like 21 years old, bleached blonde hair, blood stains on his hair, and everybody sees him though. Like, even my mom dreamt about him. She's the kid. She dreamt about doing the fucking laundry thing, but when the laundry thing happened with the dryer, there was nothing. She didn't see anybody, but she saw it happen. She dreamt about it a couple of days before with no, you know, with this kid there. Mm-hmm. And so that we were like, "Oh, bullshit, mom, you're full of shit." You know, we didn't believe it.
Fuck you, like, mom. Literally,
that's why Edgar had to go out with her, because we did not believe her for shit. And then even when they came out, we're like, "Oh, you guys are fucking with us." So this is a couple months, and they're still doing the work on the house because they're building the patio and the my dad had a space for them to wait, you know, like an office room or whatever, a waiting room. And then, you know, we're chilling out there, and someone comes up to us and says, "You know, there's this fucking neighbor kid who keeps looking over from the kitchen window and looking at us." And we're like, "What the fuck?" There's nobody living next door to us at the time. And we're like, no fucking way. And they're like, no. And they describe the kid to us. And then, you know, like, my sister's like, "You know, I'm fucking having this bad dream, and this kid's in my fucking room." And that's the dream she's having. She thinks it's like my grandfather, my dad's dad, as a younger himself. Because he's walking in around in her room saying, "I can't believe you did that shit. I can't believe you did that." And she's thinking, because, you know, she was at adolescence, she was like having sex without condoms and stuff like that. So she thinks it's because she's living out of the religion. And she has this kid fucking telling her, "I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you did that." And she's like, I'm sorry. And all this shit's going down. And then finally the place is done. And we're telling my parents, and, you know, they seen this kid and they didn't pay any attention to it. And then one day my dad's working in his office and he has a bunch of patients. Dude, he had like 15 patients in a day. But there was this lady, you know, she's like, "Don Jose, there's this kid. He was waiting out for you. I'm so sorry. Let's go back." And she's like, he's like, "You know, you're the last one, 4:45. You're the last person in my office." He's like, No. Before I came in, the kid said, go on in. And they come back out, and of course, nobody's there. And she's like, "Lolita," you know, the lady's name. I still remember her to this day. I was like 12 years old. "Lolita, what was his name?" "He never gave me his name, but he was bleached blonde hair, you know, 18 years old." And he said, "No, come on in. This is the same kid that she described that we had all seen in the family at different times. When my parents were building my dad's office, seeing this kid in the neighbor's kitchen before anybody neighbors was there. Same kid we seen in our backyard before anybody was there. Like, we thought someone was breaking into our house because there's someone there. And we tell my parents, "Hey, fucking someone's in our backyard," you know? All the time seen him. And never anything. So we went to City Hall, talking to all the fucking neighbors there. And they're like, "Yeah, there was this kid. He had problems, blah, blah, blah. Fucking committed suicide when he was on a runaway watch and all this shit." So how much we want to believe in it, we were like, whatever. But everybody in the family seen the same kid. And then shit got really real when my brother got like the poltergeist and got held down. When I was fucking chilling by myself and I heard the heavy breathing and the footsteps. When my sister got her hair pulled and fucking nobody was there. All that shit became for real. Especially when my brother Eric's friend Jose and Mikey were at the house. And the fucking, they were chilling in the living room waiting for us. They were ready to go out for the night. My brothers were DJs during high school. And they're ready to go out. Me and my younger brothers were chilling in the bedroom playing video games. My brothers are taking showers and they're in the living room. All of a sudden, we hear Jose and Mikey say, "Oh my God," and run outside. And we're like, "What the fuck happened?" And the lights are on in the living room. And they said, "We did not turn on those fucking lights, dude. They did not want to come back in the house." And that was some of the, like, the real stuff. And then, like, Luis and Arnold, my dad's brothers, would come over. And they say they'd see their dad in the house. Stuff like that, dude. And we were like, "What the fuck?" So, to a point, we didn't even want to sleep in the house anymore. Because that shit was getting too real.
Mm.
Anyways, that's how we felt about it.
All right.
Scary.
I got one more story and we'll go to the next thing. I just heard it tonight from that chick on the phone.
Yeah. She sounded pretty scary.
Man. You're gonna love this one. Oh. So she says, this is Natalie's cousin, by the way, and this happened to her. It wasn't a secondhand person, not her brother or sister. It was fucking her. She went to visit her friend. She lives in San Diego. Her friend is also in San Diego in some, like, she's called it the Sticks of San Diego, right? I think she said it's called Rancho San Diego. You know what that is? Mm-hmm. You do?
Just north San Diego, right?
I don't know. Is it up like desolate area?
Yeah, it's usually because there's
mountain,
like,
areas.
Yeah, there's a rock community that surrounds San Diego.
Okay, that's supposed to be where it is. So she's telling me the story that she's visiting her friend. Just they're both women. They're hanging out, sitting in the house, and they hear a splash in the pool outside. They're like, what the fuck was that? They walk outside. They heard a fucking splash, right?
Distinctly.
Yes, distinctly. They walk out. The pool is perfectly like glass, not even moving.
Just calm.
And I'm like, well, could it have been a neighbor's pool? She's like, no, there's no neighbors nearby. They live like up in the fucking hills. And, you know, their driveway was like, you know, one of those fucking long ass driveways into the goddamn house.
Yeah.
No one was around. Behind her was like a creek down the fucking hill.
Yeah.
You know, over the edge of the hill, there's a creek down there. No one around, really. So it couldn't have been any fucking neighbor. Splash, you know, which you'd hear right outside your fucking window.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's weird. They go back in the house. They're hanging out. They're talking. Splash. Another one. What the fuck? They walk outside again. This time they see like subtle ripples in the pool. There's nothing in the fucking pool. Zero. Perfectly clean and calm. You know? Like, what the fuck is that? They're looking around outside. And they hear a fucking crash in the house. Just all this shit. They walk inside. And they have one of those tables where we have one here. Where you can add a piece in the middle to make it longer. That kind of table.
Yeah, you got
that's
that table too.
A leaf.
Yeah, that's what she called it. Yeah, good. Good you. So she said she walks in the room. That's and the table is separated like a foot away from each other.
Shit.
And all the chairs are flipped over.
I would be freaked the
and there's
out.
Nobody there except them two.
Fuck and it's that. Not easy to do on most tables,
it
too.
Is. You have to have second person's help for the most part.
So at this point, they're freaking the fuck out. Like, what the fuck is this? Then they're freaking out. She runs to go outside. She goes to the front door. She can't open the door.
Yeah.
It's like sealed. Like, it's not locked. But she can't open the fucking door.
Yeah.
She's pulling and pulling and pulling. It's not happening. She looks upstairs and she sees the cats up there just going crazy. There's like a couple cats, I guess they got pets. They're going fucking nuts. Like, running in circles and going nuts, right? And they start walking up the stairs. And, like, you know, they don't want to go up there because they're fucking scared. And they're like, let's go through the garage and go outside. And they go like, no, because going through the garage means you got to pass by that table and chairs that were flipped over. So fuck that. So, like, they're like, what do we do? And they start going, like, towards the stair area. Okay, let's go upstairs. The cats are going crazy. Like, while they're walking up there, she said, the top of the stairs, there's four bedrooms up there. And simultaneously, when they're walking towards there, all four doors go whoosh, and slam at the same time.
That's scary.
So she's freaking out. They run back down. Like, what the fuck? We need to get out of here. What are we going to do? And,
what the hell?
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Hey, Ghost. That's not fucking cool.
What the fuck was that?
I heard that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I never heard that in all the podcasts of my life. Anyways.
What the fuck was that, dude?
I'm afraid to sleep in the living room now. Because I'm going to get choked out.
Did you hear that, Lito?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
We all did.
I think it was him.
Never. No. He did not do that.
How would I have done that?
No, that was perfect. You couldn't have done that.
I don't know.
That almost sounded like someone like coming on the call, you know, type of deal.
So you're retelling the story.
Yeah. You think so?
Dude, if I end up dying in my sleep, I'm going to kill you.
That was kind of crazy. Picking up.
So anyways, you know what, dude? I just talked to her, and I forget how it happened. I forgot how she got out. But she went back to the door, and apparently
Everything died right now.
Hello.
Everything Jesus Christ. Died.
I guess it's yours.
Okay, what happened? Everything died, Jan. What's your name?
Dude. Apparently everything she died. Okay, she gets out of the house and she runs away.
No, fuck that, dude. Everything died for a minute right now, right?
What? His?
No, just
did.
Your microphone.
I thought,
died.
Oh, was it just his?
Mine stopped, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know about for a that. Second. That's fucking scary.
Finally, she gets out of the house. They run to her car, they get in, they fucking speed away. They don't go back there that whole night, you know? Why the fuck would you, right? Why
I'm
going
to go to bed in your sleep, man. Fuck this.
And so,
not cool. Not very cool at
I'm
all,
I'm like,
Jan.
Dude, does she still live there? And she's like, no, they sold that house. And apparently what she says is down that creek.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Sorry, Jen.
Bless all of us. Jen?
I thought you said Jan.
No.
Jane?
You said Jen.
I didn't say anyone's name.
Dude, I could have swore you said Jan or Jane.
You said that.
I that's what salute. I'm saying, because I could have swore he said Jan or Jane.
I never said anyone's name.
Dude, I swear I heard that like 3 or 4 times from you.
Jen?
Jan or Jane.
I said bless you, and he said bless all of us.
I said salute.
But
salute.
I know, but literally in the last 15 minutes, I heard him say Jan or Jane.
You're just drunk, asshole.
No, for reals.
I never said Jan or Jane.
Is Jan or Jane in the story at all?
No.
Okay. No.
Then whatever. Don't worry about it.
He never gave
but
us
But that's
name.
What I heard.
I'm creeped out right now, dude. I gotta tell you.
I don't know. Okay, the old
conversation
you know,
needs to go to a lighter side.
Yeah.
I don't have a lighter side, like, because, like, all right, we'll skip to this side real quick. But my lighter side happened around Valentine's Day.
Hold on real quick. Let me finish this shit.
No, hold on.
Hold on.
The only reason.
Not done.
Okay, go
let me finish
it.
It.
Go for it.
So apparently the road down the hill was called Highway of Death.
Okay.
Because it was so like twisty and windy and shit that you know, people would fly off the cliffs a lot of times and die down there in the creek. So apparently that's like a lot of deaths that happened down there that hill. So
that is crazy.
Yeah. Nice. That's all I got on that. That was my worst story. Happened tonight. By firsthand. And you know what she told me? Because I told her, like, oh, just tell me your 2 best ones.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I let me tell you the mild ones first. And I'm like, no, just tell me the 2 best ones. So she told me her 2 best ones, what I thought. And that was this story and the one with her brother, the construction guy.
Yeah.
Getting tackled from behind.
Damn.
So I'm like, whoa. And she's like, those aren't even my best ones. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, no, those are my mild ones. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Dude, so I'm like, so you really believe this shit? Huh? She's like, oh, definitely. I mean, come on, why? How wouldn't you not believe it, right?
Yeah, live by that shit.
Like I said, it goes into the fucking theory of, you know, if you want to believe it enough, it's gonna happen enough. You know, shit. You know, the microphone died.
All right,
long
dude, but
ago.
There's 2 people.
Yeah,
her and her friend. How can they both be fucking tripping to where they walk outside,
oh,
they
no,
come
well,
back
like
in,
said,
the shit's all flipped over.
Like the original story I told you last Halloween where the fucking, me and my friend were hanging out and then we hear the big knocking on the fucking door that, you know, is covered by a screen door and we go running to the front, you know, area where the sidewalk is open and nobody's out there. It's like, okay, 3 in the morning, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
You know, shit's just unexplained. Like I was telling you with my story, you know. Mm. So.
And that's the shit. Like, how do you explain the unexplained? You know, like, I don't believe in any shit. Like, I get irritated when I hear stories from my family about bullshit. I'm like, no, that's not fucking happening. Like, no, the fucking statuettes in the house are not turning around by themselves. Like, fuck you. But shit happens on their own. And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Some weird shit's happened tonight, huh?
Yeah.
To a degree.
All coincidence?
I don't
know. This never happened in any other show before.
A-coo-ing-coo-ding.
But all the coincidences happened in the same show?
Besides when I was here and the fucking bottles were flying.
I was here that day too. It was just a fucking.
There it goes.
The beer bottles, right?
That's
him. It's the microphone.
He's doing it.
I'm not doing shit. I didn't touch anything.
No, like when I was here and the beer bottles flew?
Yeah.
No. When I was here and the beer bottles flew, like, come on, dude.
He's
the beer bottle was
right there.
In the middle, right?
This? I don't know.
No, but when I was here that first time, the beer bottle was in the middle, right?
I don't remember.
Anyways. But I don't know. To each its own, I think.
So what were you going to say? What was your final story?
What was my final story?
He is drunk.
Yeah.
I'm not.
All right, let's end this on a light note.
No, fucking bullshit, dude, because I had a fucking good light story. I told you about my brother fucking getting that poltergeist around him.
Yes.
I told you about me when I was fucking playing NES and the fucking things there. I told you about my sister and she's fucking getting pulled, her hair pulled by my brother. My mom getting fucking the poltergeist and her fucking dryer. The fucking neighbors. I finished that, right?
Through every fucking story. We already heard them all.
I know. What I'm saying is the neighbor fucking seeing the ghost that we were fucking freaked out about, right? Yeah, I guess I went through everything. All
right. Movie moment.
Yeah, let's end it with a light note.
Yes.
Do you remember last year, Bernie's story? That's right, dude.
Yeah.
I was supposed to listen back so I can get a good. Maybe I should just replay it. Maybe I can splice it back in here the show.
Yeah.
That's a funny fucking story. Okay, basically, I'll give you the short version, and then maybe I'll even splice it into the show from the last.
I remember year. What the story was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so help me out here when I tell it then. You fill in the parts that I'm missing.
All right.
So, was it his cousin or someone sitting in a fucking.
Somebody staying outside in the.
Yeah.
In the fucking, I guess they had like a trailer or something in the backyard.
Same property, trailer in the backyard. Same property
in the backyard. And the dude, whoever lived back there, heard.
No. He heard.
But basically heard. That's how Fernie said it. He heard stuff. He heard something scampering
on the roof.
On the roof, right. So that's how Fernie was saying it.
Yeah.
So, that guy gonna be okay?
I don't know, man.
He is drunk-tarded. So,
what's new, huh?
Exactly. So he gets, the guy gets freaked out, right?
Oh, real quick, he's going on a zombie run tomorrow.
Yeah.
You understand that, folks? A zombie run? Which is like what's it called? Like a 5K type mud run?
Mud run, yeah.
Yeah, what, with zombies chasing you?
Yeah. With an electric fence.
And he's supposed to be there at, 7 in the morning?
I think he said 5.
No.
No, he has to leave.
No, he's leaving 6. At 5 in the morning. Or because he's driving 7. To Temecula, I think he said.
So this asshole's getting drunk as shit, which he said, he told me earlier, I'm like, hey, dickhead, don't get too crazy. No, I'm not going to drink at all. I'm going to be sober because I got that run tomorrow. Look at him. Look at him. He's drunk. I bet he won't even make it to that fucking race. He won't even get there in time.
He's going to sit there and lick your balls in the morning.
He'll get there and put a stamp on his head. You lost, asshole. You're a zombie. Anyway, go for it.
I forgot what I was
at. Da-da-da-da.
So, he said that the dude was, that the dude went running into the house or whatever. Like, he was banging up against the door. And, it's probably, honestly, we're just messing up the story. It's probably better if you just splice it in.
Yeah, well, I mean, the guy's in his trailer. He hears, do-do-do-do, and he's getting freaked out. Like, what the fuck is that? Do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do. And this is funny, dude. And the guy was like, I'm getting out of here. So he runs across the yard to the main house, and he's banging, let me in, let me in. Is it that
mean? It's originally told by Bernie, and I think can only be told by Bernie.
So they let him in, and basically he's like, what's going on, man? Dude, I was in my trailer, and I heard something on the roof. And so while he's telling the story, I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, all of a sudden, on the house roof that they're in, he hears,
and it went on like this for the whole story.
So he said the guy gets a gun out, right? Like a pellet gun or something. Like a
BB gun, I think. A pellet gun, yeah, exactly.
And he's all ready to go. And the guy's like, fuck that, man. And he opens the window. He goes, and he looks out the window. And he looks up. And there's a fucking troll on the roof. And I'm like, then what happened? Well, there was a troll on the roof. It's like, what happened? Dude, there's a fucking troll in the room. Did he shoot him? No. I was like, why not?
I don't remember if he shot him or not.
Yeah, he didn't shoot him. No, he was scared. That shit was I'm going to spice that in. It was a fucking hilarious story, dude.
And for a year straight now, any chance I can, you know, interact with that guy, Fernie, I try to throw it in there.
Do-do-do-do.
This one guy was telling the story, and he claims it's true, and this fucking shit scares me. And you're gonna laugh, but it's about trolls. And people don't realize, you know, like a fucking troll. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's about a fucking troll.
I've seen a YouTube video about a gnome.
Oh, I saw that video. No,
is it real? Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. It's not real. I love gnomes.
No, I love gnomes. This one, I'm gonna post this.
Trolls and gnomes are not the same thing. Trolls are evil. Gnomes are good.
This gnome. Yeah, I'll post the video.
I saw the video. Yeah.
So anyway, was it the dancing one or was it with the one with the kids?
The dancing one.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
The thing was just running outside in the dark, right? Or something.
Is it real or fake?
I don't think it's real, man.
I love
gnomes. I got a couple of them. All right.
I love gnomes.
Go ahead and go.
Trolls are ugly. You know what I mean? So anyway, he tells us the story. And so this is the story. Like, I just fucking hate the story because it has fucking scarred me for, like, you know, I told James, I was like, you know, show ideas, stories, or scary movies that just fucked you up for life. This is one of them. The first time I ever heard it was when I was like 21, 22, 23 years old, around that time. And I never thought at that age something could come along and just scare the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
And that's this story.
Because at this age,
you're done with being scared.
You're thinking logic now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he tells us this story, and this is the way the story goes. So let me give you a little background. Him and his brother.
Once upon the land. Yeah. Of a
man. Well, no, his family's like actually from this area. I don't know if it's here in Hacienda Heights, but I do know him from church, and that's from St. John Vianney, which is here in the Heights. Well, his they're kind of white trashy. So his brother lived in a trailer in front of the house.
So that explains it. It's not a troll. It's a white trash midget.
Yeah, it's white trash midget.
A little white trash toothless midget.
It's all I've forgotten. I
mean, yeah, exactly.
Be honest.
So one night,
Irish cousins.
One night, his brother is like asleep in his trailer, and he hears, something running on the top of the trailer. Is that? And he keeps going back and forth. So he's like, what the fuck is this? You know? And it just keeps going back and forth and he's getting scared. So he starts pounding on. Doesn't stop it. He's like, something's on the roof right now. So he's calling the house and no one's answering because he's got a cell phone or anything like that. No one's answering inside the house. And yet he knows his younger brother is inside the house. That's the guy I go to church with, the guy that's in the house. And he hears this shit and he's like, I need to get in the fucking house. I'm fucking scared right now. There's something running on top. He's like pitch black in his trailer, everything. He's fucking scared. So he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to open the fucking door and head to their fucking door. And just pound on it until they fucking open it. So he opens the door, jets out, starts pounding on the door. His brother wakes up. He's like, what? Lets him in. He's like, there's something running on the fucking roof of my trailer. Let me in. I'm like, what? You know, so they lock the door up and everything. They're looking out the window. They don't see anything on top of the trailer from the house.
Yeah.
They don't see anything. So they're there and he's like, dude, there's something on top of the on the trailer. All of a sudden on top of the house they hear they hear the footsteps of something on top of the fucking house now running around, and they're like, what the fuck is that? So they're scared, so they turn off all the lights so whatever it is can't tell where they're in at. They turn off the lights and everything like that, and then they're like, okay, where is they're listening for the footsteps, and they hear them at a certain portion of the house. So they decide, let's go get the pellet gun. And we're going to shoot this shit. Whatever it is, we're going to shoot this shit. So they go and they open the window. And they hear... So they slide the window open. They pull the screen off. And they're like, okay, look up. They fucking look up. And this fucking troll is looking down at them from the fucking roof. That shit fucking scared me, okay? That's a good... Okay, that's just part
of... That's it?
No. I have another story that's part of this whole fucking story. I just gave you the aftermath of... Or the... Wait. I don't know. I just gave you a story afterward. So that's one of the stories about this house.
You gave us the money shot?
I gave you the money
shot. So, what happened? Yeah. Just looked at them and that was it?
Did they run away? Does
they fucking
run
ran back inside the house like some good, smart men. if you saw like a little troll looking over the side of the house, would you... Oh, hi!
Does it go?
Dude, I have a fucking gun, right?
Yeah.
They had a pellet gun.
Is it locked and loaded?
I don't know.
Then I'm firing that motherfucking troll.
Shut up.
All right, boys and girls, now it's time for
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
Halloween edition.
Still my favorite part.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Meaning?
Ivy, go for it.
Ivy?
Hmm.
I'll go first.
Shmee.
See how it's done, people.
The first time ever.
Here we go.
There it goes.
All right, enough. Enough. It's not a god. It's not a devil. It's a fucking animal. And any living thing can be killed. But this thing is what wiped out the dinosaurs. Which was pretty fucking tough customers.
Hmm.
End scene.
I think I may have it.
You probably do.
Really?
But I doubt it.
Think.
James?
You?
James?
Oh, I think I know.
Doubtful.
Give it a shot.
I'm sure I haven't seen this movie before.
I think you have. Maybe in passing. Not sitting down and watching.
Throw a guess, Jimmy.
No, is it that...
That doesn't pass.
No.
Lito, what do you got? Stop fucking around.
I think it's Tremors.
Oh, way off.
Oh, Tremors?
I thought it was Tremors, no?
Oh, nope. Man.
Nope.
Okay, it's an animal.
I actually talked about him in my first podcast.
Him.
I referenced him because I was able to recite a movie quote to him. And he was like, all right. It wasn't a movie he was... Well, I guess he was technically in, but I was like, Ben Affleck, you were the bomb in Phantoms, yo. Phantoms with Ben Affleck.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
It's a pretty good fucking scary movie.
This ben is the Affleck, same movie you're talking about?
Yeah, Phantoms.
Oh, my God.
Him... chick who was with Mary Matson and dude who played
Damon.
Cotton. What was Cotton? In Scary Movie in Scream, the first one.
Cotton.
Yeah, his name was Cotton.
Oh,
killed,
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, Liev Schreiber. He's in this movie too. He's the assistant fucking cop. He's badass in this movie.
Okay, no one's seen that shit.
Yeah,
fuck you.
You guys are fucked up.
All right,
anyway,
Chubby.
Everybody got that wrong.
Chubby, what do you got?
Grandpa Seth. Is that you?
Joshua, whatever you do, don't drink the milk.
Don't drink the milk.
Oh, wow.
Never heard anything like that.
Grandpa Seth. Oh, Grandpa Seth, is that you? Wait a second. Grandpa Seth, is that
Grandpa
you?
Grandpa Seth.
This is a horror movie, by the way?
It has to be a horror movie.
It's considered a horror movie.
Okay.
Horror, scary,
sure,
or
followed
some fucking thriller movie.
It's considered
movie.
A horror B movie.
Wait a second.
B-movie.
Say it one more time.
Grandpa Seth, is that you?
Yes, Joshua. Whatever you do, don't drink the milk.
Ah, fuck. That sounds familiar to me.
Is it House?
No.
House?
Pet Cemetery?
No.
Grandpa
really?
Seth, is that you?
Is that you?
Grandpa Seth, is that you? Fucking A, I know that shit. I've heard it before.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Never ending story.
No. Grandpa Seth, is that you? It's got to be a newer movie. Grandpa Seth, is that you?
You think so?
Oh, Troll 2.
Yes.
Yes. You fucking cock face asshole.
It sounded too ridiculous. to be anything serious. Holy shit.
Now, maybe if she said, they're eating him, and now they're going to eat me. Oh, my God.
Then I would have gotten it. A triple-decker bologna sandwich.
I would have gotten it there, but yeah. I read up why
the movie was so confusing is because the screenwriters were Italian, and they wrote it in English, and the production team didn't speak any English. They only spoke Italian, and they filmed it in, like, Utah or something.
In Nilbog.
And, like, the director was very adamant about it being verbatim.
Yeah. Wow.
Actually, the people, the actors that played the parts, they actually signed up for the movie only to be extras. That's why the acting was so shitty.
Nice. Lito, what do you got?
What's the matter, kid? Don't you like clowns?
Come on.
No. Why? No. Don't we make you laugh? Aren't we fucking funny? You best come up with the answer, because I'm going to come back here and check on you and your mama. And if you ain't got a reason why you hate clowns, I'm going to kill your whole fucking family. Please. All right, now. Get your fucking ass out the car. Go on. Yeah.
That's commitment.
You got it, Ivan?
Go for it, Amicus.
You got it?
That's all you.
No, you take it.
It. Isn't it it? Or am I looking
no
like
way.
A dick face? It's not?
All right. No. Devil's all right. Rejects.
Yes.
Oh, the Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right, here's mine. Are you staring at my sister thinking bad thoughts? No. Well, why not? You a faggot? No. Well, what are you? I mean, you got this hot piece of ass shaking her shit right in front of you, and you're not getting any ideas? What do you call that? I'm a married man. A married fucking man. Hey, that's just great. Let's give him a big round of applause, folks, for the married man.
It's supposed to be Denzel Washington.
Oh, no way.
Far from it.
No, his.
Lito, you know it, right?
Wait. The married fucking man?
Oh, Dwight.
Oh, man. I don't believe it.
I have no clue.
Lito.
House of 1,000 Corpses.
No.
What do you mean, no? Oh, it's the same movie.
Huh?
It's the same movie as mine.
Which one?
Devil's Rejects.
That's right.
I thought it was the first one.
What are the fucking odds?
Yeah, huh? I haven't seen it in a while, too.
I haven't even seen that movie.
No?
No, I looked up YouTube clips yesterday.
It's pretty good.
It looks. I'm expecting it in Netflix on Monday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's way better than House of 1,000 Corpses, right? I mean, Devil's Rejects.
No, House of 1,000 Corpses is the first one.
I know, but way better than House of 1,000 Corpses.
The first one, I thought it was when he was... Okay, whoa.
What the fuck is going on?
It's the fucking cords. It has to be. Because when I lean down on the cord, that's when
it's every time he moves or something, when he's like moving around, it's like click, 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 click.
Maybe no. He's like a demon.
Possibly. Because I was around when the fucking beer
that goes moved. Again.
When the what?
When the beer bottle moved, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
What the fuck?
Maybe you are evil.
Possibly. I wouldn't doubt it.
All right. That's that. Jesus, that was horrible.
That was horrible.
Oh, man. All right. Now I got something else. Whoa, look at this. It's a Halloween trivia, and all you fuckers are going to compete with each other.
Again.
Again. You got some. You can come back,
Judy.
What?
Hello?
Cut out again.
Why is it doing that?
Check. What's going on with this shit? Fucking Halloween bullshit. Halloween trivia. You ready? Same deal. Call us your name. Okay?
Yes. Ready?
Question number
delayed.
One. In the movie Christine.
Really?
What is Christine?
Chubby.
Ivan.
Chubby.
Has to be in the Jeopardy.
No, what no, is no. It?
The car.
I guess.
I guess. Sure. That's a weak sauce guess.
Yeah, that's
the,
true.
The car. The that's Chevy. What my dad calls Uncle Tommy's bug.
No shit?
Yeah.
It's a Chevy though, right?
What kind of car is it, Ivan?
Chevy Bel Air?
No.
What is it?
It's a 1958 Plymouth Fury.
Plymouth Fury?
Yeah.
That's I got nice. One of my lines from that movie though.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. He's a fucking psycho in that movie.
Okay, question number two. What are
no,
the,
man, Christine.
What are the three rules of Mogwai according to Gremlins?
Mogwai?
Lido.
Oh.
Lido.
Can't feed him after 12, can't get him wet, and can't
get failure.
Him, can't feed him after 12.
You already said that, right?
And
failure. Deny him his points now.
Fuck, I don't know the last
ding.
One.
Can I take it?
Ding.
Ivan?
Ding.
I don't know.
Ding. Ivan.
What? Did he say can't get him wet?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Can't get him wet. Can't feed him after 12. That's fucking horseshit. Wait, can't feed him after 12. Oh, something about can't let him stay awake, right?
Oh, Lido.
No. Lido.
Right, no bright light.
That's true.
No bright light or no UV light? No UV light or no bright light?
Just light. Stop getting fancy, you fucking head. What'd I say?
Like you said, you just trailed off fucking head.
Fucking head. Next one. Which killer killed the most people in his movie career?
Okay. Ivan.
Chubby.
You said Ivy?
I said I would say.
Oh.
Chubby. I said Ivan.
Oh, me?
Yes,
yeah, you're wrong, though. All right, go for it. Answer.
Michael Myers.
No.
Jason. Who is Jason?
I already asked that question.
Jason's right.
Oh, I was gonna say Jason. Woo. Damn it! Should have went.
He kills a lot of random people.
Next one. What is the name of Michael Myers' hometown?
I love that. And oh, I don't know.
I think you said it earlier.
I did not.
Somebody did.
No, we would all remembered it. It's not Crystal Lake. That's Jason.
Well, that's what you
Michael
said.
Michael Myers. No clue. And that's famous,
wow,
too.
I'm surprised.
That's like world renowned.
I am surprised.
I'm blanking.
Nothing?
Substitute question.
I'm surprised and let down, to be honest.
Something with H?
Huntsville?
Don't look at your phone, asshole.
I'm not.
All right. The answer is Haddonfield.
Haddonfield.
All right. Next one.
Here's one out again.
I know. What kind of doll did Charles Lee Ray possess?
Lido.
Lido.
Good guy doll. Good guy doll.
That's right. Look at you.
No, he did not form that in a question.
It's not Jeffrey, asshole.
Hey, all right.
What breed? Hey, hello. Hello.
You keep cutting out.
What breed of dog is Cujo?
Lido.
Lido.
Rot.
No.
Chubby.
Ivan.
Chubby.
Golden Retriever.
No. Ivan.
Oh, no.
Ivan.
Boxer?
No.
Ivan.
Ivan.
Give me a minute. Cujo.
Lido. Cujo.
Is that the same dog from Mad's Best Friend?
Salute.
No.
Thank
Salute.
You.
Lido.
Bull Mastiff.
All right. No one got this fucking question.
Oh, wait. Swiss Mountain Dog.
No.
Damn it.
Close, though.
What Chihuahua.
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard. You don't
really?
Get it, though.
Damn it.
Should I give it to her?
I said it before you did.
No, but you didn't get it right.
I'll give it to her. She won't get any more.
Damn it.
All right. Ju-on is the original Japanese horror of what American
Lido. Ivan.
Make.
Oh, you
Lido.
Fucking
the
asshole.
Grudge.
That's right.
Damn it. Lido. I knew that one.
I know, me too. My
right?
Brain was so slow.
In The Faculty, what is the name of Zeke's homemade narcotic used to kill the creatures?
Ivan.
Ivan.
I'm using this time to think. No clue.
Lido.
Lido.
It's called Smack?
No.
No.
Fuck no. It's not. I know that for sure. I want to say sugar, and it's not sugar either. Fuck. And Zeke, I know who played Zeke. I know who his Josh love interest Hartnett. Was. Yeah. Yeah. His love interest was Jean Grey. Who later played
Nobody?
Jean Grey.
With Frodo.
Three.
Two. So many people in that movie. Who directed
one.
It?
I don't know. Sam Raimi.
Robert Rodriguez.
I don't know. Did he?
Yeah.
What was it?
Scat.
Scat. Scat.
That's what you call poop from animals. From wild animals. That's true.
How do you kill a killer clown from outer space?
Leto.
Leto.
Pop its nose.
Look at you. Supreme nerd.
Would know.
After a practical joke gone wrong, which actor playing himself was killed in Zombieland?
Ivan.
Ivan.
Leto. Bill Murray.
Yeah?
Who is Bill Murray?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta say that.
Bill Murray. Bill
Murray. I'm stuck on it, though.
All right.
I love that scene.
What is the name of the rowdy Mexican bar at the
Ivan.
End of From Dusk Till Dawn? Ivan.
Hold on. From the end of Dusk Till Dawn, Salma Hayek is in that fucking movie. dude, I know everything about that fucking movie, too.
Except the name of the bar.
Hold on. Give me a minute, though. Titty Twisters.
Yeah, look at
you. Yeah, I knew it.
Well, Titty Twister.
Oh, Titty Twister. Whatever. Come on.
Good for you, buddy.
Salma Hayek dances. Or almost.
Two more. Make it count. Assholes. What is the name of the ship in the original Alien movie?
Ivan.
Ivan.
You don't got this, asshole.
I do. It's the name of the fucking owner,
you don't
right?
Got shit. You ain't shit, nigga.
What's the name of the owner?
You ain't shit, motherfucker. You're a piece of shit in the butt of my shoe, motherfucker.
Not Wayne Tech. Is it Wayne
Tech? Wayne Tech?
What's the name of the original owner?
Retarded?
No, I'm not. What's the original
Here's
owner's
your hint.
Name?
Here's your hint.
Okay.
Okay? A hint for all of you.
Yeah.
The other ship coming was Prometheus. Was it fucking Wayne Tech? Think along those lines.
No clue. Never mind.
Chubby.
Chubby.
Submetheus.
Huh? You say Submetheus?
Submetheus. Pro, opposite, sub.
No.
I don't know.
Prometheus.
You didn't say Conmetheus? That would have been better.
Metheus?
Oh, duh.
Conmetheus. You guys are done, huh?
Nothing? Same the Icarus. Prometheus.
No.
Kid Icarus?
Nostromo.
Stromo?
Nostromo.
Nostromo.
Sounds like no homo.
Yeah, it sounds like no homo.
No homo. Last question. Question number 13.
Question number 13.
Oh, 13, dude, that's actually that's a wrong question. I fucked up. That was it. We're done.
Really? Think of some
I'll tell you why, dude. This is what I saw on a website, and I'm like, oh, no shit. That's fucking cool. What was the first zombie movie to actually say the term zombie in its dialogue?
The first zombie movie?
Yeah.
Return of the Zombies?
No.
Return of the Dead, I'm
Basically,
sorry.
It was Shaun of the Dead, it said.
Really?
And I was like, what? But then, dude, I was watching clips from other horror movies, and it was an old fucking movie, and the guy's like, that's a zombie, sir. I'm like, dick, you just fucking said it.
That's what I'm saying, like, Return of the Living Dead. They don't say that?
I don't know. It's some black guy.
What's Return of the Living Dead, exactly. Let's see.
Hello?
I heard you.
Let's see who won. Hello. See, it's off. Oh, now it's on. Fucking Halloween. Fuck
oh,
you.
That was our thing last year. Halloween. You would say Halloween really fast.
I would?
Yeah, you would play a song and you made a playlist.
Oh, yeah.
Like Hello. Body like body snatchers. Like Halloween.
No, I Hello. I put a playlist together involving all kinds of like evil shit that has to do with Halloween. And people go, what's this got to do with Halloween? I'd be like, murder. What are you talking about? It's about killing someone.
Halloween.
So yeah. Halloween. Yeah, that's right.
Dude, that was one of the best from Body Snatchers. It's the remake in like 1994 where the Body Snatchers take over the body and they were like yell like. Rah.
But I was talking about the Radiohead song.
Oh, what?
Radiohead.
Oh, Body Snatchers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different
That's
song.
What I was talking about.
Yeah, that song came on. She's like, what's this going to do with Halloween? It's called Body Snatchers.
Oh. I was thinking the Halloween. Movie. Because that movie's fucking
Anyway,
creepy.
Let's see. Chubby has one.
Yay.
Two.
Oh, two. Hey, two is better than zero.
Lito has one, two, three, four.
Eight.
Ivy has one, two, three. Look at that.
Thank you very much.
Lito again. Asshole.
Got lucky.
Why do you gotta win everything?
Asshole supreme.
Why do you gotta win everything? Anyway.
He's like the Lance Armstrong. We gotta strip him of his...
He's doping. Yeah.
He's cheating.
He's doping.
He's not drinking. That's why he's cheating.
His nerd.
He's too sober. You know what? I think Ivan would have had Run for Your Money if you would have answered in the form of questions in the last game.
And if I didn't answer in the form of my own
If he wasn't such a fucking retard, he couldn't follow directions.
If I didn't answer in the form of my own name.
All right, here we go.
Rule number one.
I got some Halloween facts. Facts. Okay? Just a few. 10. Not bad. That I thought were interesting. Here we go. You guys already touched on it before.
Wait, how are we doing this?
I'm just reading them to you. Then we can comment on them afterwards. It says 80, but it's 78 movie. Halloween, like you said earlier, the Michael Myers mask was actually a Captain Kirk mask, which was altered, spray painted white, for the movie. And it was purchased, here's what I'm telling you that you don't know, purchased for less than $2. Look at that.
True.
It's not true or false. I'm telling you, asshole.
Yeah.
I know, just
damn, follow the conversation.
I'm just fucking around.
Other things in that movie is they had such a tight budget. They filmed the movie in spring, so they had a bag of leaves they collected from, like, I don't know where they got them from, and they would spread them out
and they would
on the street,
them again, right?
Collect them again and use them on their other scenes.
That is very ghetto.
And what else they got? Let's see. It was set in Haddonfield, Illinois, but they filmed it in Hollywood and Pasadena. And if you look closely.
Oh, yeah, my boyfriend showed me the house.
Yeah, they moved it, right?
They moved it, but he showed it to me.
Yeah.
We drove by like 2 weeks ago.
It was like on a block, but now it's like on the corner.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, it was filmed in Illinois, place in Illinois.
California.
But it was filmed in Hollywood and Pasadena. And if you watch the movie, you see fucking palm trees in the background. Like they fucked up. Like,
yeah.
And the guy even said, because I watched the behind the scenes. Yeah, you can see palm trees, but yeah, you know, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome. What else? Anthony Hopkins won an Oscar. Hello. Leading role in Silence of the Lambs, although he was only on screen for just over 16 minutes. You believe that?
Pretty good. Well, dude, it was like when I told you about Alec Baldwin.
The least amount of time an actor has ever won the award for.
For leading or supporting?
Leading.
Lead.
Okay, never mind. Because Alec Baldwin almost won it for supporting in under 5 minutes. And that was for Glengarry Glen Ross.
Just that was
saying,
a good scene, man.
You. That was a badass scene, dude.
That was great. Okay. Charles Manson, Lee Harvey Oswald, and James Earl Ray.
Guilty.
God damn it. James Earl Ray are indirectly responsible for the naming of the infamous Chucky doll. Whose full name in the film was Charles Lee Ray. Look at that.
Pretty crazy.
What?
Yeah. During the auditions of the part of Cole Sear, in 1999's Sixth Sense, actor Haley Joel Osment was the only boy who wore a tie for the audition. And allegedly, this is one of the reasons why he got the role.
What?
Because
he looked
fucking
professional.
Yeah. He dressed up. The last whole kid, right? I'm going to wear a tie. Overachiever. You got the part. What's that lesson to you, Ivan?
Don't wear a tie because that guy's a fucking loser nowadays.
I guess it's saying dress to impress, huh?
Dress appropriately,
asshole?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I just wanted to write that one down. That was stupid.
That guy looks like a loser now, though.
When the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was released in 1974, filmgoers were so terrified by the sneak previews, they left the theater. Believe that shit? It left. A fucking preview. I'm scared. I better walk out because I don't want to see no more. Right?
Huh? That's pretty terrifying.
Bitched out.
Lito?
Lito's going to fall asleep.
Didn't they think it was a snuff film or something like that?
I don't know. Lito, I'm waiting for your catchphrase.
Like a bitch.
Ah, come on.
Like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
All right. You're falling asleep on me, huh? It's all over with.
It's all
he
over
is coming
with
all the way from.
It's all over with.
The 1982 movie Poltergeist. Have you seen that movie?
They're here.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Coach. He's the dad of the movie.
The skeletons that emerge from the swimming pool while Diane searches for help are actual skeletons.
Really?
Joe Beth Williams didn't know this until after the scene was shot.
Oh,
Oh, by the way, those are real skeletons in that pool with you.
What about the dad when he's drinking tequila and the worm comes alive?
I didn't see that movie, you know?
So
I
don't you know have to watch that movie. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It still kind of holds up, actually.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Okay.
The kids will freak out.
Almost done here. In 2005 remake of Amityville Horror, Ryan Reynolds purposely distanced himself from the child co-stars so that he had less trouble being cruel to them during the later scenes of the movie. I thought about this after I read this. Imagine you're an actor and you got to scream at a kid, you know, in a scene like, fuck you. You've seen it before, right? You little piece of shit. How could you like get in the mood or the mindset to yell at like an innocent little fucking kid, right?
Especially in that movie where he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you, kid. Because I seen it in, I heard an interview with, what's his face? The fat guy from,
I'm Knocked Up?
No.
Kevin Smith?
No. Superbad.
What's his name? Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Because I watched that movie. He was in Bad... not Bad Teacher. Babysitter.
Yeah.
And he was
a shitty movie.
I liked it, again, mainly because Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell saved that movie because he was a fucking nut. But Jonah Hill was a fucking maniac. And they had to talk to him about how he talked to the kids because he was telling the kids he was going to shoot them in the face. You know, there's like 12 to like 8-year-old kids that he was going to beat them up and all that shit. And they would just talk to them before and be like, oh, you know, this is all pretend. This is all make-believe, but I'm going to fucking kill you. You know, like, type of deal. It's like, how does a kid deal with that? But I don't know.
Here's a category for Leto in the pinky up. Hashtag pinky up section. Charlton Heston. You goddamn dirty apes. Right?
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty apes.
You bastards!
You blew it up! Right?
You blew it up.
You truly are the king of kings. All that stuff.
Have you guys watched Soylent Green?
Huh?
Have you guys watched Soylent Green?
No.
Damn. If any movie they haven't remade, I don't know why it's not Soylent Green. Basis of the story, it's in the near future, like 30 years
in
the future. Soylent Green.
Soylent?
Soylent Green. It's like a cult classic. It literally, like, look it up. It's a cult classic. It's in the distant near future. And it's him, and he's, like, in slavery.
Distant near future?
Yeah, distant near future. Like, 30 years in the future is not too far away.
All right.
But what's going on is he's kind of like a slave to these people. And they feed them this gruel. He ends up finding out the gruel is people. They're recycling people into the food. And nice. That's what Soylent Green is.
Nice.
Why that hasn't been remade, I don't know, dude. But it's fucking badass. Watch it. Way better than
they're remaking Heathcliff, but they're not.
Exactly. But watch that. If you watch that and you watch Planet of the Apes, you'd be like, fuck that. Like, let's watch Soylent Green.
And this has been a movie review from a drunk.
Yeah. Dude, Soylent Green. Watch
it. So Charlton Heston was considered for the role of Chief Brody in Jaws.
We're gonna
and he was so offended by being rejected for the role that he vowed never to work with Spielberg ever again.
What?
That's right.
That guy's mistake.
Fuck you, Spielberg. I will never work for you again.
You're not going to need a bigger boat.
From my cold, dead hands. Remember that speech? No?
Yeah.
All right, last one.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Last one. River Phoenix. You know that is?
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately, he died. Dude, poor kid.
Oh, I thought you meant unfortunately because he was a shitty actor.
No, he was a
River
good actor.
Phoenix was originally slotted for the role of the interviewer in Interview with the Vampire, opposite Tom Cruise. But Phoenix's untimely death from a drug alcohol overdose outside of actor Johnny Depp's Hollywood nightclub on Halloween night stopped him from being in that movie.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
It was given to
and what nightclub is that, gentlemen and
the
woman?
Viper Room.
That's right. Look at
the
you,
what?
Little.
The Viper Room.
Viper Room.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got on that.
Dude, his family was people of the God.
I don't know
like
what that means.
That's the religion they belonged to, was people of the God.
And now it's time for.
Yeah.
I fancy that.
It's beautiful. It's
beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's. I fancy that.
Fancy that.
Halloween edition.
I never get tired of that shit. All right. Ivan, what do you got?
I fancy fucking Halloween whores. Those girls that just come out and just don't give a fuck if they're whores or not. I fancy that. Like, even the guy, the shy guy
a shot. Wait, what? Even the guys?
No, giving the shy guy a shot. Oh. I didn't get to finish my thought.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking Halloween whores, like, just wanted to give it up at a moment's notice. I fucking love that. Because I'm not the best looking guy. I'm not the smoothest guy either. But on Halloween,
how dare you?
I can don't say capitalize. That to me. And I fancy Halloween whores.
Chuby, you got something?
Lead, I'll go first.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Rookies. I fancy neighborhood haunted houses. Okay. You know, these,
yes.
You know, you walk around, you're doing your trick or treating. Hey, what's that? A crowd? A crowd only means good things, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so. So not only do you go out and, you know, get your candy, but you're walking through some kind of homemade haunted house type of thing. Yeah. Sometimes they're like, you know, sometimes they're actually good. Just to actually have a neighbor to have that some kind of creativity and ingenuity. I mean, that's cool because
and that's just, the point, man. Even if they're shitty, that's cool.
They're doing it just to they're doing it just to, you know, spread a little bit holiday cheer.
Yeah,
I know that term is usually used for like Christmas.
Yeah,
but fuck you.
But fuck. Take a shot.
What?
So
you got a beer right there. You haven't opened yet, right?
Yeah, I got it right here. I got to drive, and I'm tired.
Oh my god, here we go.
Hey, shut your mouth.
So,
neighborhood, neighborhood haunted houses. I fancy that.
All right, Chuby, what do you got?
Nothing.
Yes, I do.
I fancy a lot of things.
I fancy my boyfriend when he dresses up his stuff.
What?
Jesus Christ, dude.
That was the universe getting back at you.
Yeah, you're right.
I fancy lamb kebabs.
What?
Lamb kebabs.
What's that to do with Halloween?
Halloween? Oh, damn it.
Lamb kebabs?
Yeah.
I mean, it could go to Halloween. I mean, at one time they did have to slaughter an animal.
Okay, those Armenians, they really know how to off an animal.
Oh, Christ. Okay, I like where you're really going with this.
I'm going to jihad this goat.
Fucking microphones going in and out.
Did you guys know that's all fucking kosher is? At least for like bacon and beef and shit like that.
What?
Especially bacon. Kosher? Like kosher hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
Literally, like instead of being killed in a manufacturer line, that they put the cow or the cattle upside down and slit their throat. That's kosher
for meat. They kill it a particular way.
Yeah. But slit their throats. I'm like, damn. So they bleed out and they're wondering what the fuck is going on. That's kosher.
As opposed to what, like a fucking bolt in their head?
As a cow, bolt in the head, which I'd rather take. But as
you'd rather take a bolt in the head?
I'd rather take a bolt in the head as a cow. Yeah,
that's true.
No, as a cow. But as a pig, it's fucked up. So as a pig, you get hung upside down and you're on this line, this assembly line, and there's this cerebral blade that's supposed to cut your throat. But since pigs are fucking squiggling around, sometimes they get missed and they get cut around their edges or whatever. And because they're supposed to get cut and bleed out and then they get boiled so their hair falls out. Sometimes they get cut around the shoulders or whatever and they start to bleed and then they get dipped in this fucking boiling water while they're still alive.
Mm.
So a cow, I'd rather get the bolt to the head.
So in a way, Chuby made this the most horrific Halloween. She did. Fancy
horrific.
That.
Really did. Or delicious.
I fancied slaughtered pigs.
Yeah.
No, lamb.
I fancied death.
I said lamb.
I fancied slaughtered lambs.
I fancied death.
Kosher slaughtered lambs.
Wait, you like lamb kebabs?
Yeah.
What's that even mean?
No, like shish kebabs.
Oh, okay, with lamb.
That's lamb. Lamb. It's just
you
lamb
ever had the mad
lambs
Greek?
That are get shot in the head.
The mad Greek, you ever had that?
No.
That's good.
Oh, boy.
Good stuff.
The mad Greek on the way from home from Vegas?
Oh, Vegas? I haven't had that one.
I haven't been to Vegas since I was like 18.
Oh, Christ.
I haven't been there since.
Oh Christ!
21. I haven't been there either.
Sounds like a trip, fellas.
I've been in Hollywood.
You've been to Vegas?
Same thing.
No, there's a one in Hollywood. It's pretty good.
You've never been to Vegas?
No, I have been to Vegas. Oh. I haven't been to the Mac Greek on the way back from Vegas.
It's got pork and beef mixed up.
The gyro or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't gyro supposed to be lamb?
No, it can be mixed up.
What'd I say it was?
Lamb.
No, you were saying mad cow. No, mad. Mad cow?
I said mad Greek.
He said the mad Greek.
What'd I say it was?
Lamb.
You said
beef and pork.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah, I meant
lamb and beef.
Oh, yeah, no. Beef
you got
is
you got pig in my brain, Ivan.
It's fucking good, right?
What?
I said it's good, right?
Sure.
I love fucking.
I had bacon
pork.
Today. It's
no,
good.
Beef. Lamb tastes like beef.
No,
a little different.
No, like the kebabs, it tastes very similar.
Because it's just have seasoned.
Beef. Well, the way they season it, but it still tastes delicious.
Seasoned.
Oh,
you cannot cook a beef shoulder or whatever and cook a fucking beef rib.
We should probably save this conversation for the Thanksgiving episode.
When right, I deep so fry a turkey on air, it's gonna be awesome.
I fancy lamb kebabs.
Slaughtered animals.
Slaughtered animals.
So you can eat
delicious.
Them. Okay. All right. Here's what I fancy. I fancy Halloween commercials. I like hearing that shit.
There's Halloween,
especially.
Commercials?
The L.A. Haunted Hayride commercial. You heard this one before? The L.A. Haunted Hayride. L.A. Haunted Hayride. L.A. Haunted Hayride. No?
I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, they keep saying it over and over again in creepier voices. The L.A. Haunted Hayride. And dude, it's every time I'm like, I get a little creeped out by it, to be honest with you. Like, okay, I like it, and it's a little bit creepy. I like it.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? You never heard it? I'm going to put it in. I'm going to spice it in the show so you know what I'm talking about.
I've heard of Hell-A, but I haven't heard of that.
Hell-A.
Hell-A Breakout?
He goes, the L.A. Haunted Hayride. L.A. Haunted Hayride. L.A. Haunted
Hayride. I've heard of the Hell-A Breakout at the Sears.
No, you're wrong. That's it. You're wrong.
No, that's what I just said earlier.
I know you did, which is why I liked it. So basically, I love that commercial because it's fucking, I like that. I like all the evil twists they have on commercials. All you always hear is, call the smell good plumber, like, right, all that shit, or what's it called? McDonald's. I'm loving that. So when I hear the L.A. Haunted Hayride, I'm like, yeah, all right, that's cool. I like that shit. So yeah, what do you want from me, assholes? What do you want from me?
Let's go on that.
I want to do it. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I want to do it.
Well, let's go.
Okay.
Let's talk about it next Friday.
Sound like Peter.
Let's do it.
You're full of shit.
Okay.
I'm down.
Anyways.
Let's do it next Friday. You're full of shit.
So L.A. Haunted Hayride / Halloween commercials. I fancy that. And now, the most appropriate subject for tonight, I think, is the fucking moment. I've been falling asleep.
Not at all. Hey, I made it this long.
And here
we
go.
Fuck you! Halloween edition.
I would say you fucking did that whore, but she gave me enough time to run away, so it's fucking awesome.
Enough time to run away.
Yeah, she gave me enough time to run away from the screaming.
Oh.
Okay. My fuck you goes to actually the people. I guess this is very decisive. My fuck you goes to the people who'd rather be physically strong than mentally strong during a fucking zombie breakout. I'd rather be mentally strong than physically strong. Because there's so many people who I was very surprised about. I took in my own office pool after I saw this vote who wanted to be mentally strong. And I'm like, okay, motherfucker. So shit goes down. You see your kid being eaten or your wife being eaten. And you're going to jump in the middle of that shit because you're fucking think I'm like Bruce Almighty or whatever. But you're not fucking
Bruce Almighty.
Whatever, you know. That's just what I said.
They think
they're fucking tough, and then they're gonna get fucking eaten. Versus me, who I was gonna be like,
"Oh, you're
the
smart one."
Asses. Yeah. What? Well, wouldn't you want to be mentally strong versus, you know, mentally strong, not being smart, not only being smart but being like, okay, shit just went down. The love of my life went down. My fucking brother, my sister, my cousin, they got taken out. Well, you know, that's what happened, but I'm still here and I'm going to keep going and I'm going to go as far as I can. Mm-hmm. That's why fucking Rick's alive and fucking Walking Dead, you know, that's why everyone else is fucking dead. Compare it to a fictional character. I think of myself as Rick. He's like, you know what? Fuck that. Oh, we're going to keep going. Here we everyone go. Else who's mentally or physically strong. You would strong,
have been Dale.
No, fuck Dale. Dale is the fucking physically strong Neanderthal.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Wasn't Dale the old man?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, Dale. No, I'm sorry. What was the... He was,
what about what was our humanity? Buddy? Wait. He what was about not, our humanity?
He was not mentally or physically strong. That guy was just lost.
He had like the most conviction of everybody, though. He was like trying to keep people human.
He was lost. He had no direction, though. Rick has fucking direction and meaning.
Yeah, he's, survive.
Yeah, exactly.
This dude was like, Dale was like, we gotta stay civilized.
Well, whatever we can.
And then Rick's like, we're not in civilization no more. We're around animals. We gotta turn into animals, right? Is that what he said?
But not like to that fashion. He was smart about it. He kept his fucking cool about the whole thing. Not like Dale.
And
let
his wife get
guy.
Fucked by some other dude. That's what he did.
Well, because he was left alone. He handled his own. He survived on his own. So... honestly, we had a discussion about this for work for like 2 days, and half the people I work with would be dead within a day. So, fuck you. Those fucking wannabe, I'm going to be tough and take out every zombie. It's not going to happen. We got like 100 million zombies, maybe even 100 billion because it's every fucking person in the
there's
world.
Not that many there's not that many people
no,
in the world.
This is not that. That's not true.
There's only 7 there billion more, people in the world.
There are more people alive now than there are people that are dead. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah.
I've heard so how many is that?
There's what?
There's 7 billion in the 7 world.
7 billion in the world. And wow. There haven't been
and
that
a billion
many.
And a half are in India. And no, half of those
it's
are
actually
China.
A billion Chinese.
It's China.
Yeah. Oh, dude. God, and damn. Like I told you before, like besides the zombie apocalypse, my other fuck you moment goes out to fucking humanity. Like I was telling you earlier, like I don't want to get super deep in this shit, but for like the last 3 months, I've been studying like renewable energies, the fucking fossil fuels we're using and everything like that. India and China, in the last 10 years, India has grown their use of oil by 110% and China by 134% in the last 10 years. More than liking our oil reserves, in just Saudi Arabia, who has the largest oil reserves, is for the next 40 to 80 years. Now, we can give a shit because we're going to be dying in the next 40 to 60 years at that. But our kids, you know, they're going to be suffering with this shit. And you know the shit that they have engineering in China and India right now? Even though they're working on renewables like solar and wind, which is the most promising, but the most expensive and the lowest output, is fucking nano engineering, throwing sulfur in the atmosphere to fucking counteract the works of carbon dioxide from coal burning, clean coal burning, which clean coal burning.
What's happening,
meaning.
Lito?
No, what I'm saying is, it's fucking scary, dude. Like, you know, when we watch The Matrix and they say, oh, like, we did this to the Earth, that's nano engineering, dude. I've been reading this shit and it's fucking scary because that's what they're studying right now. So that's my other fuck you moment. Instead of letting Mother Earth be Mother Earth, and letting shit go down the way it should, because we weren't meant.
Should we go?
Honestly, we weren't meant to be on Earth forever. That's just how it rolls, and we want to be on Earth forever. And this is shit we have to go through. It's fucking scary. So,
but not for us, because we'll be dead before.
Yeah, we'll be dead before then. So, fuck you to the fruit you so
fuck my kids.
But,
then you're saying,
dude, that shit's scary too. Like,
fuck
honestly,
little, fuck cute little Jacob that was a fireman tonight.
Apparently,
a little fireman with his little mustache. Fuck him.
His fire hose is not gonna rescue him anymore. I'm sorry Jesus to say, Christ. But dude, it's scary. You ask me for my fuck you moment. I say fuck you, Chinese and
you give
Indian,
us two
who are trying to make nano engineering.
Okay, I guess fuck you, nano engineering. All right.
Seriously, it's scary. Scarier than anything else.
Yes. What's your scariest Halloween moment? Nano engineering. Keep it away, Daddy. Pollution.
You're gonna freak out when I send you this shit.
All right.
Anyways,
Chuby, what do you got?
So my fuck you is to people who don't get into the Halloween spirit.
I like
mean,
that.
Come on, just dress up, and it's like one day you get to not be yourself. Yeah. You just gotta have fun.
That's every day for me because I drink.
It's also
just kidding.
It's just also like a day for just kids to be a little bit mischievous, get some candy, and have some fun. And everybody, especially in this country, should just have fun with it and not impose their beliefs. It's just a day for them to dress up and get some goodies and, you know, make it fun for them. At least, make it memorable. Because like Ivan was saying, you know, when we were kids, we had a good time. We have good memories. And now the kids have less memories of Halloween because too many things are controlling. Like, oh, that's bad. Or don't give them this. No, let them be kids. We're fine. Right, yeah. I think.
We are.
I think you should just, you know, just get into the spirit. Even if you wear like a freaking just witch's hat when you're passing out the candy, do something. Don't be all, oh, I'm not going to spend money on that because I'm only going to use it that one time in the year. Well, I'm pretty sure you spent money on vegetables that gone bad or me. So you may as well just spend.
Like bananas, right? Yeah. No one ever eats all their bananas.
Nope.
Is that true?
I do.
But who do? Doesn't eat all their candy?
That's true.
No, Tony one time took my bag of candy and he ate it all with my mom. Pissed.
Big head.
And I hid my candy in the, you know, my.
Obviously,
if you're going trick or treating, what do you trick or treat with? What's your bag?
Pillowcase.
Pillowcase. I hid my pillowcase and those bastards found it. And they ate all my candy.
Well, your mom is she's a known deviant about that, right?
I know, but Tony too. I was pissed.
So, what do you want to say to those people?
Fuck you, people who don't get in the Halloween spirit.
You know what? I looked up for the Mr. Know-It-All question. I looked up. I was curious, actually. How many Halloween-related deaths are there per year? I didn't find an answer.
You didn't find an answer.
No,
it's inconclusive.
I wanted a fucking answer. All they said was, you know, children are more. Children are 2.2% are 2.2% more likely to be killed on Halloween
than what?
Than any other day because it's
because they're outside.
Pedestrians getting hit by cars and shit.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. So you're basically you're two times more likely to get killed walking around on Halloween any other day.
What about 4th of July? How much likely it is?
I didn't see that. But you know what?
It's lower.
It's funny because they...
it could be higher because they're touching fire. They can have like an injury.
Well, they were saying that throughout the whole year, a lot of kids are killed by cars. Just being fucking hit by cars.
Yeah.
Isn't that a stupid way to die, dude?
Being a pedestrian?
Isn't that a stupid way to fucking die?
No, they just wander into the street.
Think about that, dude. How'd your kid die? Oh, you walked in the street and got hit by a car. Really? That's how you fucking died?
Yeah.
You walked into the street and got killed? That's retarded.
He was dressed like Casper and fucking got
Wouldn't you rather he get raped by like a predator or something?
What?
It's much more horrific.
At least he had a fighting chance.
Pain is longer.
Listen, your kid's a fucking retard. Yeah, you walked in the street, got killed. Really? That's how it happened? I don't know.
It could not have been raped.
They were in the driveway. Because that happens a lot.
Did I say
too.
Raped?
You did.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd rather him begin like he was taking on the 18th Street gang and got shot.
Do something heroic, not, how'd your kid die? He crossed the street in Halloween and got hit by a car. Yeah, he wanted more candy, so he crossed the street.
Yeah.
Stupid asshole kid.
How sad.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, Lito.
That was my son.
Jimmy, take my fucking moment.
No bullshit.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Swear. My fucking moment. Yeah. My fucking moment is to the non-believers, to the non-kids that fucking aren't keeping the dream alive.
For all holidays or just Halloween?
Mostly Halloween, just because, I mean, Halloween is the one time that you're actually getting something, but you have to do a little bit of work for it.
Uh-huh.
But even then, I mean, I'll use today as for example. Saturdays, you know, Saturdays are the nights that the Halloween parties happen. So, you know, have you ever gone out on a Saturday night during Halloween and like, there's people dressed up, you know, going to parties in their liquor aisle or whatever. I went to fucking Wine and More, BevMo, whatever it's called, and I saw two
Total people, Wine.
Total Wine, whatever it's fucking called. I saw two people dressed
Brea,
up,
I think.
And everybody else was just like, oh, I'm going to... Like, I overheard people say, I'm going to a Halloween party after this. Dude was just like wearing fucking t-shirts and jeans. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, That's the one fucking time. And that's like the one requirement of a fucking Halloween costume party. And you're too cool for school or just, even if you're broke, you can make something, you know?
Maybe they were going home.
No, yeah, these people are out there. Gas Boy, that's him, dude. Yeah. Most of the time, I'm not dressing up. What the fuck? What an idiot you are.
Why even go to the party? Because you're going to be the sore thumb. Like, you're going to be the one that's sticking out. Like
party pooper.
Exactly. You don't want to be a party pooper because everyone's going to have fun and, like, there you are, you know, like, yeah. And then you got to get that excuse, like, why don't you dress up? Oh, I'm too cool. But basically, you're going to say something else. So, and then the little kids, too.
Isn't that basically you?
It's a middle finger to the person throwing the party.
No, well, yeah, that's true. But isn't it you don't have any confidence in yourself? Like, oh, I can't wear, oh, what am I going to wear? Like, oh, I'm
well, if not
so
that,
then you'd be like, oh, I'm too cool to wear anything then. Because you don't want to look, I don't want to look stupid. Like, fuck you, asshole.
Exactly.
That's be like me and dress like a whore. Be laughed at.
Or in your other case,
just like a dirty whore.
Yeah.
Dirty whore.
Yeah.
So the Halloween non-believers, fuck you.
There you go. Then again, maybe I should have taken lessons from those guys and not dressed up as a woman at work.
Maybe that time, yeah.
Just that one time.
Anyway. All right, my fuck you goes to fuck you to horror movies that end horribly. You know, you got me from the beginning.
Insidious.
You got me during the fucking middle, but you blew the ending. You blew it. This is most horror movies, dude. They always fall apart at the end. Most of them do, right?
Yeah.
Mostly every fucking horror movie falls apart at the end. The latest one I saw, dude, it was good. Fucking good. Kept me interested the whole time. In the ending, I was like, really? That's how it ended? That's it? Session 9. Heard of it?
Session 9. Heard of it. Never seen it.
On Netflix.
Right. It was fucking cool, man. Not really a horror movie. Like, not gory at all. But it tripped me out, dude. It was really fucking interesting. Yeah. But I guess it would be qualified as horror. There's some creepy scenes in the movie. There really is. But there's one scene with this dude. He's afraid of the dark. Yeah. He's
terrible. Don't say anything. I want to watch it now.
He wants to go in fresh.
Yeah, well, no, this won't ruin anything for you. This guy's terrified of the dark, and he's downstairs, and the lights start going out, and he's fucking running through this hallway, and as he's running, the lights are just going.
Don't say anything. Don't say.
And he's like, oh my god, it's so awesome. It's the best part.
I already got it bad enough because I started watching the fucking Breaking Bad again, and I'm like really into it. And the fucking with you and Dom.
Who?
Yeah. I don't like that episode Fly because it doesn't do anything. I finally get to that episode. I'm like, fucking assholes.
It's true. It didn't spoil anything for you. It was a shitty episode.
The whole point
of episode Fly?
The whole point of the episode was to say, at the end.
Which episode was that?
Yeah, but it was no good. Compared to all the other ones,
anyways,
it was weak.
Anyways, wait, which episode was that?
Despite the battle of, you know, who's right when a show, thing is I don't like to be told, like, oh, hey, this is... So, be quiet. We'll talk about it afterwards.
All I'm saying is it was a cool fucking movie. I just wasn't happy with the ending. I was like, what? That was it? Okay. That happens a lot in these fucking horror movies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. One of the newer movies I was surprised I kind of liked, but... I like the ending more than anything was that movie Frequency. Have you guys seen it with not Hayden Panettiere, but the Kristen Bell?
They're Frequency?
I think it's Frequency.
Dennis Quaid?
No. Oh, no, not Frequency then. Some other movie with Kristen Bell. She's going to college and there's this fucking like internet virus that's actually like the paranormal going over Wi-Fi and is fucking taking people over and killing people. Okay, honestly, exactly. It sounds fucking stupid, but what I like about the movie is, you know, most of these movies, they find out, and like, oh, everything ends up happening all right. No, everything at the end of the movie is fucked. Like, everybody fucking dies. Like,
oh, thanks. Thanks for ruining the movie.
No, it doesn't fucking ruin it at all. Like, you see this shit coming, and it's one of the most refreshing movies you could see because...
Refreshing.
There's nobody who survives. They think they can outrun this stuff and nothing outruns it. Everybody fucking dies. And I'm fucking happy to see that because there's so many movies that don't happen like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was refreshing. I'll find the fucking movie, dude. But it's Kristen Bell and you see her and you're like, oh, she's going to live. No, Too dumb.
Oh, okay. Thanks. You just really ruined it for me.
It doesn't matter. You know everyone's gonna die. You see this bitch doing fucking laundry, and all of a sudden some person comes and fucking pulls her in the laundry mat. It's like, fuck, that was scary. Yeah, it's pretty scary and it's pretty legit. Yeah. Like, everyone gets taken out. Doesn't matter who you are. I love those detrimental movies. Like, the original Dawn of the Dead. I don't know if you guys seen that one.
I think I have.
There's, like, Day of the Dead. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Dawn of the Dead, Return of the Dead, Day of the Dead. And Day of the Dead is when the fucking zombies take over the world, finally. And the staging area is this, like, the Cuban Missile Crisis. They're at the nuclear facility in Cuba. They're showing the zombies how to fucking survive. And finally, though, the zombies take over the world, dude. And that's Day of the Dead. And everyone's just dead. Like, it's just zombies. I'm like, fuck yeah, I love that movie. Like,
so you're all about no humanity surviving.
Yeah, nobody survived. Okay. Fuck that. Everyone's dead.
Evil prevails.
That's the most realistic.
I think I'm the most scared tonight than I've ever been because of you.
Yeah. Like, come on. Do you think you'd be surviving around 3 billion dead people?
Depends.
You're going to get scratched.
Am I on a Disney cruise ship?
Oh, God. No.
We can go on for days about this. I'm down with you on that cruise ship idea. But we still got a
billion people to take out. You don't
like that idea? No, I like it.
It's a good one.
But when we get back to fucking land, we're still going to take out like 3 million people.
So what do you say fuck you to?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, horror movies that have shitty, bad endings.
Yeah.
You got me locked in the whole movie, and you fuck it up with the ending. That's. Halloween edition. It does not get old.
No, it doesn't.
All right, that's it. Wow, what a long time, huh?
Not long enough.
Yes, it was. It was long enough. Oh, you know what? I got to tell you. A lot of creepy shit happened. You know, lamp with
skeleton. Hopefully it translates over to radio.
Coming down to me. Technical difficulties.
That's not the only thing coming down.
That's never happened before. A lot of weird shit, right?
Yeah, a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot weirder when me and Chubby leave and this guy spends the night with you. It's not going to be the only thing that goes down on you.
I'll tell you what. Like I said, most horror movies don't have any good endings, but tonight it's going to be a good ending for you, buddy. All the way good. You know what I'm saying?
Prove it.
Sorry. All right. That was a Halloween episode.
Hope you enjoyed it. Show, we ended gay.
Yeah, true. Hope you like those scary stories. And hey,
they're all true.
Look under your bed. Look in your closet.
Don't let it go bump at night.
Look through your window right outside. See that shit outside? No? Well, it sees you.
Don't let go out your friend window. Dude, can you do the scream from Body Snatcher?
I don't know what that is.
Scary shit. They hold it though. They're like,
oh no.
And they fucking hold it forever. Oh, it's a horrible scream.
You gotta do the scream and then go, oh no.
Oh no.
Did you see that? Oh no, you hold that voice in my head. Like,
yeah, I saw it.
That shit's scary.
Everyone saw that shit. Huh?
Oh god.
Yeah. I'ma eat you. Look at that.
You read this in my voice.
I could dress up like a spider and I could pretend all the little children's is my little bugs.
All right. Thank you for listening. And
oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, what he said.
Hey, how you doing? This is the Devil. If you thought for 1 second I was going to let that other asshole close the show out, then I guess you don't know me very well, do you? Yeah. Send him to hell. The other announcer guy, he's down there with Michael Jackson, getting his lickings. In the asshole, that's what I mean. And I don't feel too bad about it. Anyway, show's over now. That was the Halloween episode. Pretty good show. Well, it was okay. Let's not get too carried away here, huh? We all heard it. We know. Anyway, I'm sure that you could take away some scary stuff from this and possibly maybe lose some sleep. But, yeah, like you said, better check in your closet, under your bed. Maybe I'll be there. Oh, man. I'll be seeing most of you in hell, so until then, take it easy. Oh, you wanted me to say this, stay dangerous, my friends. Ha 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 ha